1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. We've been telling you about the death of one of America's favorite CBS people. Christopher Glenn died today at a hospital in Norwalk, Connecticut.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
He was reserved. He was modest, immensely talented, and danced with language like Baryshnikov. We liked him an awful lot. His feature in the news was on TV and radio for years. He loved radio.
I've always thought that the medium was especially good for communicating with audiences because you don't just have to sit there and stare at the pictures. You have to tell them the story and make them understand, you know?
CBS News senior correspondent Bob Schieffer.
He was a wonderful writer in addition to having such a distinctive voice. It's just hard to believe that that he's not with us anymore.
Chris Glenn was 68. As President Bush put pen to paper inside the White House, outside, protesters expressed their opposition to the new anti-terror law.
This program has been one of the most successful intelligence efforts in American history.
Effectively, it means two things. Military tribunals of alleged terrorists may begin soon, and the law is sure to face a constitutional challenge in court. Actor Wesley Snipes has been in a tight spot lots of times in the movies, but the director hollers cut in the movies.
It all starts with two false tax returns, says prosecutor Paul Perez.
In April 2001, Snipes filed a false claim with the IRS seeking a refund for the tax year 1997.
Perez says Snipes tried to cheat the government out of nearly $12 million in refunds he wasn't entitled to. He was also indicted for not filing returns for 6 years starting in 1999. Snipes was indicted in Florida because he lived here at the time of the alleged fraud, but nobody's sure where to find him right now. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Jail is unlikely, but CBS's Barry Bagnato says making a career comeback may be difficult for the former FDA commissioner.
Crawford said sharply guilty twice for each of two misdemeanor charges of not disclosing holdings in companies significantly regulated by the agency when he was there. Outside, he told reporters,
I want to accept full responsibility.
Recalling his time at the FDA,
I value that very much and would do it all again. I look forward.
At that point, he choked up. He's not expected to get jail time. His maximum fine, $100,000 on each count. Sentencing in January. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Chocolate turns on the same happy room in your brain that cocaine lights up. And like any addicts, chocoholics feel pleasure just looking at the object of their desire. Researchers at Oxford University in London found activity in the addiction section of the brain greater for those who love chocolate than for those who don't, even without tasting it. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 30 points to close at 11,950. The Nasdaq was off nearly 19. Oil, by the way, $59.50 a barrel, down 44 cents today. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Yeah, since you guys have licensed insurance counselors, can you tell me how to break the news to my wife that I just bought a sports car?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed car insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical,
will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, you will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available most states and situations.
The man accused of killing his family, 22-year-old Sean Bentler, made his first appearance in court in Keosauqua, Iowa, to face the charges today.
You're accused of the crime of murder in the first degree upon Shelby Bentler, violation of Iowa Code Section 707.2.
Bentler is accused of shooting his parents to death and all three of his teenage sisters, too. Bond remains at $2.5 million. He has a public offender for a lawyer. So you think you want to have your tongue pierced? Italian neurosurgeons say you should know complications can include tetanus, heart infections, brain abscesses, chipped teeth, receding gums, nasty, ugly scar tissue, and what's called suicide disease because of excruciating nerve pain that sometimes won't go away even after the stud is out of your mouth. Harley Carr, CBS News.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320. Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. You can always email me, Enid at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We have a lot of news, and we have... Well, let me start there. Actually, we have some very juicy news, but we'll get there. First of all, let me just let you know that tomorrow we're going to be talking about, we'll be talking with Arnie Grossman. He has written extensively about guns, which is a topic that you don't hear about at all these days in any election. And there was a situation that just happened with a California legislator who had actually sponsored with Paul Koretz this micro-identifying of bullets. And then he just took a powder on the legislation. So we'll be talking about that with Arnie Grossman when he comes in tomorrow. And we're also going to be joined by British journalist, distinguished journalist and writer Simon Winchester. Tess Gerritsen will be joining us live in the studio, as is Simon Winchester. Tess is here on the Mephisto Club, a blockbuster bestseller. She is an MD and an internal medicine specialist who doesn't practice medicine anymore. She just writes these blockbusters. One of the things we talked about yesterday was this new Rasmussen poll that shows that there's only 9 points separating Phil and Schwartzy. And I thought, gee, that's really good news, because some of the polls had double digits, has as many 17 points separating the two of them. Well, you know, if you look at Bob Saliday's blog in the Los Angeles Times, there's more to it than that. The new Rasmussen poll shows that Schwartzy leads Phil by 9 points, but in a recent poll, it was 8 points, so it's actually gone up, I believe. The new Rasmussen poll has Republican Schwartzy with 49% of those surveyed, compared to 40% for Angelides. So 49% are in favor of Schwartzy, compared to 40% who want Phil. 7% said they were undecided. 5% had picked another candidate. In the Rasmussen crosstabs, 24% of voters said that they had a very favorable view of Schwartzy, compared to only 10% for Phil. 33% said they had a somewhat favorable view of Schwartzy, while 34% said they were in that category for Phil. In total, 57% of those surveyed had a favorable view of Schwartzy, compared with 44% for Phil. As for the negatives, 42% of those surveyed had an unfavorable view of Schwartzy, while 53% on the negatives disliked Phil. So this is just a snapshot. And I thought that I saw that maybe it was 8% difference in a previous poll, and I don't see it right here, but maybe I don't have that quite right. In any event, it's a 9% difference with some high unfavorables for Phil, but, you know, it could be closer than you think, and that is what we are hoping for. One of the things that we talked about yesterday was Deep Doo Doolittle, and here's where we have some new information, and it is very juicy information. So I think we have sort of a scoop here. First of all, there is additional information in today's Sacramento Bee, and it has it reports, and there was a truncated version yesterday, and we reported that late in the program because it just went up on the B website, that John Doolittle acknowledged that his lawyer, whom he has paid more than $38,000 in the past 2 months, actually it's about $51,000 so far, is talking with the Justice Department about his relationship with disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. What Doolittle keeps saying is that he's not the target of an investigation. So that's really slippery conversation for the fact that you may not be the target, but that doesn't mean you're not being investigated. I don't know what it means to be the target of an investigation, but if they're investigating you, they are investigating you, and he is being investigated. There seems to me no quibble about that, and even though the campaign says it's not exactly an investigation, he just sort of wants to clear his name, the implication is that his name is muddy, and when he says he hasn't talked to the Justice Department, just his attorney does, well, that's the way I think it's pretty much done. A while ago, I think about almost 20 years ago, it happened that Doolittle testified as a character witness on behalf of a dentist who was accused in a criminal case of molesting 6 patients while they were drugged. It was like a sexual kind of molestation. These are women that this dentist molested. And Doolittle testified on his behalf as a character witness to this guy. The guy was a fellow Mormon. Doolittle is a Mormon. Doolittle testified that this guy was of good character. And because of Doolittle's testimony, the guy pretty much got off. And what he did is then he molested more women. And he did it again and again. And he was able to abuse more women because Doolittle spoke in favor of this person. Now, I think this is pretty interesting. This dentist, if you go to the federal election, the FEC website, this dentist's brother has contributed currently to the Doolittle campaign. Now, I think this is pretty interesting stuff. So here you have Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle, a man who sets himself up as a very moral person. Remember, he's a Mormon, he says, and he doesn't believe in gambling, he says, but he has an event in Las Vegas to help Abramoff out, and he writes letters on behalf of Indian tribes in far-flung places like Iowa to help them open casinos because Abramoff asked him to, and his wife doesn't even do any work for Abramoff, although she alleges that she does, and the cash register rings right into her pocketbook. She gets money, money, money. So here's an example of something that happened a while ago, about 19 years ago, in which a fellow Mormon, a dentist, who was accused in a criminal case of molesting 6 patients while they were drugged. Now, I don't know how much drug you get when you're going to the dentist to have your teeth cleaned, but when you read the descriptions of what he did to these people, women who were sitting in the chair, it's pretty explicit stuff. And so Doolittle testifies on this guy's behalf, which shows you, what does that say about Doolittle? He testifies on this dentist's behalf. So the dentist is sort of then freed to do it over and over and over again. He does it, and each time he's free, he abuses more women. Until finally, I think they suspended his license. But Doolittle did testify as a character witness on behalf of his friend, this particular dentist, who was charged with over-prescribing drugs and molesting 6 of his female patients. Doolittle knew the dentist as a member of the same church, and he agreed to serve as a character witness, saying that the dentist was, quote, a very truthful individual. I suppose just as truthful as Doolittle is. What do you think? In the legal case, the dentist pled guilty to simple battery and was found not guilty of sexual battery. As a result, this dentist was placed on probation for 3 years. His more serious punishment turned out to be by the dental board. His professional license was suspended for 7 months only, and he was placed on 5 years professional probation for excessive prescribing of drugs and 6 counts of sexual misconduct. So the 6 counts of sexual misconduct and the 5 years and the overprescribing of drugs only got him a 7-month suspension and 5 years of professional probation. The dentist opted for the professional suspension and probation and avoided a hearing by the dental board. The dentist was the subject of a current Placer County sexual molestation charge with the dental board 7 years after the original run-in with the law. The dentist run-in with the law There were current cases at that time, or investigations for which an attorney's office has been retained. So I think this is really interesting. So this dentist kept getting into more and more trouble, and Doolittle was the guy who vouched for his integrity and his character. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What does it say about Doolittle? What does it say about his judgment? What is it? You know, what did your mother tell you when you were growing up? Birds of a feather. Did your mother tell you that? Birds of a feather flock together, my mother would say, over and over and over again. But the dentist's brother has just made a contribution to the current Doolittle campaign. So, I don't know. What do you want to call it? Quid pro quo? What do you want to say about that? Does this speak to Doolittle's lack of moral judgment? I think this is a story that will have some legs, my guess is. And it should have legs. If it doesn't, it really should have some legs. But here is a dentist who molested women while he drugged them. So, I don't know how the women knew that they were being molested. Because when you go in to get your teeth cleaned, I don't think they give you a general anesthetic. But who knows? So, you go in, you get your teeth cleaned. You're going in for dental work, and suddenly your dentist is all over you, groping you in places where teeth don't grow, we hope. And then you haul this guy off to a courtroom somewhere. And then you got guys like Doolittle, who was then in the legislature, vouching on behalf of somebody's character, a guy who was a fellow Mormon. I think just because you say you're religious doesn't necessarily mean that you have any moral authority at all. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have any character to speak of. And I think the people who are in the administration right now, who posture as being incredibly religious, are probably the best testimony to that. So, what are your thoughts about this new development, which I hope we're going to hear more about? Let's hope we do. Let's hope somebody does a little bit of digging on that story. There's more information about Doolittle. He is well up on his way. It is being reported Josh Michael Marshall, who has a great website, talkingpointsmemo.com, they're reporting that Doolittle is well on his way up the scale of corruption, grief, or whatever you want to call it. He says he's not a target of the investigation. So let me share some of this with you. New details are popping up about the Fed's interest in John Doolittle for his ties to Jack Abramoff. But Doolittle is doing his best to put as bright a face on this as possible. In his statement yesterday, Doolittle said that he has, quote, no reason to believe that he is the target of an investigation. As we have noted here before, the not a target line is a beloved one for mucked up pals like Senator Conrad Burns, who used it just last month. It is, of course, a relatively meaningless statement that sounds exonerating. Subjects of an investigation typically only receive target letters from prosecutors as a prelude to indictment. So you only find out that you are a target of an investigation when they are just about ready to indict you. So Doolittle might as well be bragging that he hasn't been indicted yet. We've known that Doolittle was under investigation for approximately 2 years. In 2004, investigators subpoenaed the records for his wife's consulting business. Doolittle worked for Abramoff for 2 years. And since last November, Doolittle has consistently made the shortlist of lawmakers reportedly under investigation for their ties to Abramoff. Doolittle, via his spokeswoman, also revealed to the Sacramento Bee yesterday that his lawyer has spoken several times to the Justice Department. Several meetings with the DOJ? That sounds pretty bad, but that's just because you're looking at it the wrong way. Doolittle insists that the congressman is not under investigation, his spokesperson said. Instead, his office characterized the meetings as an effort to clear the congressman's name. The congressman's attorney had several conversations with the Justice Department, which we believe have been helpful toward clearing the congressman's name. The congressman's attorney has committed to the Justice Department that in order to preserve the integrity of the ongoing investigation, details of their interaction will remain private, she said. To date, the congressman has not been contacted or questioned by the Justice Department and has no reason to believe that he is the target of an investigation. Doolittle apparently, according to his office, instructed his attorney to establish contact with the Justice Department to further express the congressman's willingness to be helpful and satisfy the Justice Department that the congressman has done nothing, whatever, wrong. But several meetings with DOJ is not a good story. Josh Micah Marshall reports, I have to mention that when Doolittle's hiring of a defense attorney was first reported, he explained that he was paying him simply to, quote, address the congressman's concerns about how he should respond to questions from the press as he contemplated having to talk about the scandal as part of his campaign for reelection. To date, Doolittle's paid his attorney approximately $50,000 to handle those press inquiries, according to FEC reports. A lot of money just to handle press inquiries. You're spending $50,000 on your attorney? I don't think so. What are your thoughts about this, and what do you think it augurs for Doolittle? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We have lows tonight right around 55. High's going to be about 69, 70. We're at 69 here in the River City. Our traffic slowing down just a little bit. South Bend 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road. South Bend 160 just north of North Gates and North Sacramento. We got a vehicle in the roadway and one on fire at Eastbound 50 just east of Folsom Boulevard. That's about it. Looking pretty smooth. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sal Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio. You don't have...
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
A little, miss a lot. Stay in it on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Three 23 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about a scoop that I think we have here, and this is information that sort of was developed, that has come to me. God bless, God bless the listeners, but this was information that was developed about Doolittle, I think, in a previous campaign or previous campaigns, and I don't know that it's ever been made public. So here he is doing character testimony on behalf of a fellow Mormon who is a dentist who was accused of molesting female patients while they were being drugged. The dentist ultimately got his license suspended. I don't know if it was a permanent suspension, and in the version that I have, it was for 7 months. Meanwhile, the dentist's brother just recently, if you go to the FEC website, this dentist's brother recently donated money to the Doolittle campaign, interestingly enough. But on the basis of Doolittle's testimony on behalf of this dentist, who was a fellow Mormon, the dentist was probably got all kinds of greater consideration. He was set free essentially to molest again and again until finally, I'm not sure what the final disposition was, whether they finally put the kibosh on this guy. But it calls into question Doolittle's, and I think Doolittle's relationship with Jack Abramoff calls into question his judgment. And I think he's somebody who's become so arrogant that he has been able to get away with as much as he wanted to without really any kind of getting his knuckles wrapped or anybody standing up to him. And now a lot of information is seeping out that I think more and more of these kinds of stories are going to get out as we get closer and closer to the election. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. So if you know anything about this stuff, because stuff, the listeners are terrific. You guys send me all kinds of very useful and very interesting information. So if you have some additional information on this, or if you know some of the women involved, if you know some of the disposition, we would love to hear from you on this. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. And in today's Talking Points memo, Josh Micah Marshall talking about the fact that Doolittle is in really deep trouble, deeper trouble than they let on. If his attorneys have already had several conversations with the DOJ, then this means it's really bad. Dave in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
I just had a quick comment. I'm a little concerned with the fact that you're continually bringing up that there were fellow Mormons together. I'm not sure I understand what that has to do with anything other than they both share a similar disrespect for their religion and probably what it stands for.
Well, I'm bringing it up because allegedly that's why Doolittle came to the aid of this dentist who was accused of molesting his patients while they were under anesthetic. So he said apparently they were members of the same church.
Well, I can understand that, but I mean I think it stands on its own merits about the fact that they're both just crappy people. I mean the dentist is obviously a
person. I'm not trying to. Are you suggesting that I'm trying to malign the religion? I'm not.
No, I'm not suggesting that you're trying to malign them, but I think that some people may take offense to the fact that you're bringing religion into something that really has nothing to do with it.
It's a factor in the Dave. It is. You're wrong about that. It's a factor in the story. The reason that Doolittle apparently came to this guy's aid is that they were members of the same church. So it's a detail. It's a detail in the story. So what is the problem that you're having with that?
I know. I understand that it's a detail in the story, but you're calling out a particular religion in a particular.
Well, I'm just giving you the facts. I'm not putting down any religion. I am just giving you the facts. So, what's the problem that you're having with that?
I am not saying you are putting down a religion. I'm saying some people may be offended by that. Some people who may happen to share the same faith that realize it has nothing to do with faith.
All I'm telling you, I'm not talking about are you a spiritually more evolved person if you posture about being religious. I would guess that if the more you posture, the less spiritually evolved you actually are. I'm just giving you the details of the case, Dave. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Frank in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Frank.
Does this doctor's first two letters of his last name, is it PH?
Wait a minute. The last two letters of
his... The first two letters.
The first two letters of his last name? Yes, in fact.
Okay, then I know who it is. It was pretty big here in Roseville, oh, several years ago.
Okay.
Where this doctor got arrested, and his brother's a dentist also.
Well, I don't know about the the brother being a dentist. I know one of them was a dentist.
Yeah, they were both dentists.
They're both dentists. And the brother is apparently, if you go to the FEC website, has apparently made a contribution to Doolittle's campaign.
Yeah. Well, I have something interesting to say, because as I drive around Roseville, I see Charlie Brown signs, but I'm not on people's lawns, but I'm not seeing any Doolittle signs except these huge, gigantic Doolittle signs on fences and stuff like that of big businesses. And in Roseville, during the primary election, one of the guys who's running for the County Board of Supervisors was trying to associate himself with Doolittle. All the big Doolittle signs had this other guy, Rockholm. They had Rockholm Doolittle, like, running together. And for this election, you see a lot of Rockholm signs, but none of them are with Doolittle.
Well, here's what I know from what I've been reading, so you're going to have to fill me in on this, that Doolittle's presence is so deep in Placer and in the district that he serves that he has appointed so many people to different boards and to different everything that he's got way deep support and he's not worried about it. Do you agree that that's the case, that he doesn't have to put out, you know, I'll play devil's advocate here, that he doesn't really have to put out signs, that his support is so deep as opposed to Charlie's, and that he knows that they're going to bring it home for him some way?
I think he thought that up until the debate, but I think things have turned, and I think this thing about the investigation is going to turn even more. I'm starting to feel
the Abramoff. Are you talking about the Abramoff investigation, the Department of Justice investigation into Doolittle?
Yeah, and I'm starting to think that Charlie Brown actually has a chance, because this district has a lot of people who blindly vote for Doolittle, but the signs I'm seeing, I mean, I'm seeing more Brown.
Yeah, but here's the story. If you're a blind voter and a blind supporter of Doolittle, I'll play devil's advocate again. If you're a blind voter and a blind supporter of his, you're going to keep going for it.
Well, there were a lot of blind supporters for Nixon, and it finally failed him.
Well, I like that version.
Yeah, I mean,
If there comes a tipping point, the question is, when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
Is it going to happen if Doolittle narrowly wins the election, and then the DOJ other shoe drops on his head, and they haul him off to the pokey, and then you have to have a special election again? Or is it going to happen, you know, save yourself a special election and just vote for Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
There's a motto.
If that were, right. If that were to happen.
You know, he's on his way. I'm going to tell you something. I think Doolittle's on his way to the pokey one way or the other. He's either on his way the fast way or he's on his way the slow way. But I think the destination, you know, go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200, go to jail.
Yeah. Well, I think that if he did win the election and then went to jail, that Schwarzenegger would appoint someone.
No, wait a minute. Are they allowed? No. Oh, no. They had a special election when Duke Cunningham went off to the pokey. You have to have a special election, I think. No. Arnold can't. This is federal. Arnold's got nothing. You know, Arnold is lucky to keep his makeup on. So thank you, Frank. I appreciate your insights on this.
Okay.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. I just got something from Mike in Roseville. Thank you very much for sending these. These are mints. And they're a little tin of mints with Dickie's picture on the front, and they're called National Embarrassments from Mike in Roseville. Thank you, Mike. And I also want to give you a heads up that we are giving away a free Bill Durston for Congress T-shirts. They are available at our radio station. So if you are a Bill Durston supporter or want to be, even if you're not in his district, and you think that somebody like Lundgren ought to not be returned to office, and Durston is by far the better of the two, way better, qualitatively better, then all you do, stop by our studios. We're at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield, and just come during regular business hours, and we have lots of Durston T-shirts, and we will give them away to you. They're free for the asking, so we're happy to do that. It's a gift from us at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. He's a terrific candidate. He is a far better candidate than Lundgren is. And all you have to do is stop by the studios and during our business hours, which I think are about like 9 to 5 or so, and we will give you a free T-shirt for Durston for Congress. Ron in Lincoln, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi,
Hi, Ron. Oh, Ron used to be there. All right. Well, this is a good time to check on weather and traffic. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Traffic wild and crazy as usual, Southbend 99. They're right there by Fruit Ridge Road, Mack Road, and Elk Grove Boulevard. I want to say Boulevard really fast. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of H Street. We have a vehicle in the roadway. Now, Southbend I-5 just south of Seamus. Yesterday, remember, we had that couple of car crash. Everything was on fire over there. It looks like they might have wrecked on the debris, so you might want to stay clear of that as well. Westbound I-80 at Watt Avenue. We've got a traffic hazard over there. Two vehicles, doors wide open, have no idea what they're doing. Maybe fully interrogating. Yeah, maybe. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Less than a month before the pivotal midterm elections, and as Democrats fight to take back Congress, major questions have emerged about the integrity of the American voting process. Those issues and much more are highlighted in a new Sundance Award-winning documentary, American Blackout. The film is a snapshot of our election system gone wrong. Taking up where the mainstream media refuses to go, the film shows a side of our electoral process that will force you to ask yourself, what is being done to ensure fair and honest elections? LA Weekly calls American Blackout one of the most important political documentaries of the past several years. See American Blackout this Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Colonial Theater, 3522 Stockton Boulevard. A $5 to $10 donation is requested. More information is at Sacramento for Democracy or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Look. Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If you're on personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid, I'm yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. It's very easy to do it. And no matter where you are, it's always toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-620-6320. If you're at Club Fed, where we hope Doolittle will soon be taking up residence, maybe not so easy to call Enid Live, but most other places it is. I just want to give you a heads up on upcoming guests. Arnie Grossman, who has authored a book called One Nation Under Guns, an essay on American on an American epidemic, is going to be joining us tomorrow. He's an old friend, and he has worked for a number and with a number of important political figures, Bruce Babbitt, Mo Udall, Leon Panetta, Gary Hart, Governor Dick Lamb of Colorado, and put together something called Safe Colorado, having to do with guns. It's an issue that nobody is talking about, and you have a situation here where gun deaths result in about 30,000. U.S. holds a dubious distinction of experiencing more gun deaths than any industrialized nation on earth, nearly 30,000 per year. So One Nation Under Guns looks at that issue. On the 24th, Tuesday, in studio, British author and journalist Simon Winchester joins us here. He has written a book called A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906. It's now out in paperback. It's a gripping account of the 8.25 earthquake that had destroyed San Francisco. And he has written other books that you might have read, Krakatoa, The Professor and the Madman, The Map That Changed the World, etc. Very well known, very well regarded, a distinguished career. Thursday, October the 26th at 4 o'clock. Live in studio, best-selling author Tess Gerritsen, who is in her other life used to be an MD, a physician, an internist, and she has won an Edgar Award nomination for one of her previous books, Vanish. She's got a new book out called The Mephisto Club. It's a chilling tale that explores the heart of evil. And she's in town for the Sacramento Bee Book Club. So this is these are some pretty high-level authors, and that's what's just upcoming right now, and there will be more coming up. And let me just remind you, if you want to support Bill Durston, he's running as a Democratic candidate for the House of Representatives. He is challenging Dan Lundgren, and he wants to give voters of the 3rd Congressional District a liberal and really a better choice. He's a Vietnam vet. He is an MD, an ER doc. He's a family man. He is a terrific guy. And we have Durston for Congress t-shirts. You just come to the station and we'll give them to you. And we are located at 5345 Madison Avenue, and that's, you know, off of I-80 between Hemlock and Garfield. And you can just pick one up for free during regular business hours. And this is a courtesy. This is brought to you by AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's our way of supporting Bill Durston. We support him. We think he's we think he's wonderful. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What we're talking about is Doolittle, new revelations about how he testified on behalf of a fellow Mormon member of the church who is a dentist who was drugging and molesting his patients. And as a result, the guy got a really light sentence and went out and drugged and molested more patients until I think everybody finally caught up with him. And it looks like, looking at some of the reporting going on, that all these meetings of Doolittle's attorneys with Justice Department prosecutors does not augur well for Doolittle. So I would say to those of you who are on the fence about Doolittle, he's on the list of the most corrupt congressmen in America. You know, you don't want to have a special election because they're expensive. Just go right to where you want to be, and you want to go right to Charlie Brown, and you want to vote for Charlie Brown because he's the guy who will be a far better congressman than Doolittle ever was, and a far more honest one. I think, you know, I think your pet goat would be a far more honest broker here than Doolittle has been. Doolittle is a very corrupt human being and an arrogant one at no extra charge. And not particularly bright either. 349-1320, I think, or 866-626-1320. Well, the bee finally did it. They finally had an editorial on the arena. And guess what? Oh, my goodness. No and no. Q and R. No and no. Forget it and forget it. Go home. You know, save your money. Don't spend another penny on PR. Here's the story. What would be good for the city is not necessarily going to be good for the Maloofs and vice versa. It may be very good for the city to develop the rail yard, but it's not going to be good for the Maloofs as they've constructed the issue, because what the Maloofs want is all concrete, all parking, a way to squeeze as much money out of people as they possibly can. And the two plans are completely at odds with each other. So you're trying to marry a man and a beast, and it's not going to happen. It just cannot work. So I am delighted, but, you know, here's what's going to happen. They're just going to go back to the table, and they're going to come up with something equally as bad, but with a different kind of wrapping paper. What the Bee is saying is that there is no binding agreement with the Kings to occupy and help pay for the arena. There is no mention of the rail yard on any other specific location in the ballot measures. That's intentional. Otherwise, a tax increase would require a two-thirds majority. The location and financial terms were supposed to be spelled out in a memo of understanding with the owners of the team, the Maloof family, but the negotiations have gone badly. The Maloofs walked away. The Maloofs on the hoofs. The Maloofs walked away from the negotiations a month ago, late last week. A month ago, and then late last week, they finally responded to a proposal from negotiators for the city and county. But as of today, the Bee reports there is no agreement and no particular reason to expect that there will be an agreement. To make matters worse, city and county officials have refused to make public the terms of their latest offer or the Maloof's response. That is patently unfair to the voting public. Well, no kidding. It also short-sighted because what the public does know is hardly reassuring. The Maloofs are not participating in the campaign for Measures Q and R. They seem less than enthusiastic about the rail yard site and have sought terms, control over potentially competing businesses, millions in annual parking. No, they don't want any restaurants nearby. They don't want anything that would be good for Sacramento, that would be good for pedestrians. They don't want any of it. They just want the whole area turned into a parking lot, and they can cram as many cars in there as they possibly can. Meanwhile, the absentee ballots have already been mailed out. Some voters have already mailed back their count back to the county registrar's office. In short, voting has begun without voters having the facts that they need to make an informed decision. In these circumstances, it is impossible, the Bee says, for us to support Measures Q and R or to urge voters to do so. And then they go on, and here's their perky little coda to this. This is not the end of the game. If the fight over Measures Q and R has done nothing else, it has focused the community's attention on the visions of a new arena and an expanded and reinvigorated downtown core. Backers of the arena proposal vow they will be back with a new plan if voters reject this one. They should start working on it now. So, no on the arena. This arena is going down in flames. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and we hope that it goes down in flames, just like we hope that Doolittle goes down in flames. We're wishing that, we are wishing that Arnie goes down in flames, Schwartzy goes down in flames, but it looks like that's not going to happen. And I'm really sorry about that, because I think people are going to come to regret the fact that he is probably going to be reelected governor. And I was looking at the Chronicle today. C.W. Nevia said that Phil made a great presentation, and that C.W. was really sold on him, .. for treasurer. But he thought he was too wonky to be governor. Give me a break. Too wonky to be governor? What does that mean? That you have a grasp of the details? That you understand what the legislation is all about? You understand the elements that go into something? How could you possibly be too wonky about anything? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You could only be too wonky if you didn't notice the, if the forest got lost because of the trees, essentially. If you were so fixated on details that you lost sight of the big picture. But I have no sense of that with Phil, although the campaign he's run has not been the greatest. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you. Lots of humidity. Well, we're going to see that for the next couple of days. Hopefully our levees are going to be fine. We may see some precipitation on through the weekend. Highs coming up tomorrow, 74. We're at 69 at AM 1320. And northbound 99 at Sutterville Road, we have a vehicle in the roadway. Hit and run as we are the capital of California. Hit and run. Auburn Boulevard at Madison Avenue. Eastbound 50 just west of the Sacco County line. And eastbound I-80 just west of Penryn. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The truth, according to Enid, sets you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
There are a million words to
God and sin.
The Democrats and Republicans who excluded me. You see, what the Liveland thinks up,
oh
you know?
Oh, my God, what it has.
It would have added some actual interest to it, I can tell you that.
Like, because still 90% of the people have never heard it, that the richest people are paying the lowest tax rate.
Peter Camejo's on the line with us running for governor.
I like Phil. He seems like a decent man. You certainly know him better than I. But you've got my vote, Peter.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
This is for Lee Newman and Rob.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We're talking about this scoop on Doolittle where he stands up for somebody who was essentially a molester and a drugger of women because they were members of the same church, just like, And then the guy got off, only to molest and drug some more. It happened a while ago, but it says something about Doolittle's judgment. And just like his association with Abramoff, and it's being reported that there have been more meetings with the Department of Justice attorneys. And when he says, I'm not a target of the investigation, you don't get a target letter unless they're right, you know, ready to indict you. So saying I'm not a target of the investigation says nothing. It's just slippery language. I think it means he's being investigated. it. And I only wish that shoe would drop right before the election so we can go directly to Charlie. Do not just vote for Charlie, and you will obviate, you know, there won't be, we won't need to have any kind of a special election. A couple of things I wanted to share with you. I was in Marin County over the weekend, which I told you about, and I was at Elaine Petrocelli's bookstore, and they have all these seminars on writing. And it turns out that a whole bunch of people came over from Sacramento. So I don't know if you heard about it independently or if you heard about it on Enid Live, but if you want to learn how to write and get published and all that other stuff, they have a lot of these classes going on. And Jamie Lee Curtis was there because she has a new children's book out, and she was reading to the kids, and somebody made the announcement in advance, kids, please turn off your cell phones. I love that about Marin County. Please, kids, please turn off your cell phones. This is now James Carville talking, and here's what he's saying. He's saying he suggested that the Democratic Party should, instead of targeting certain races, and by the way, the Republican Party has taken a lot of money out of questionable races, and they are just targeting the ones that they can win. James Carville is advocating something else. He is suggesting that the Democratic Party expand beyond the top targeted races, just the top ones. He says he believes the party should help fund previously ignored Democratic challengers in second and third tier districts, the next 30 to 50 Republican held seats, to fully capitalize on this environment and help those candidates maximize their chances of winning. And you know what? I think Carville's right. Carville went as far as to suggest that Democrats go to the bank and borrow $5 million. If I were them, I would make it $10 million, says Charlie Cook, Cook's report, and put $500,000 into each of those 20 districts. Well, can you imagine? Doolittle has way more money than Charlie Brown does. But if the Democrats were smart, they would go to the bank and they would borrow all this money and they would support all these candidates, not just the ones that have the best chance of winning, but a lot of candidates, and go to the bank and instead of borrowing $5 million, borrow $10 million. What do you think about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Just go for broke. The Times, the New York Times, has given a relatively detailed rundown of the GOP's decision-making on which races to write off and which to pour money into in the final 3 weeks of the campaign. The top line is that the National Party has decided not to spend any money on Mike DeWine in Ohio. In addition to DeWine, they are expecting that Santorum, Burns, and Chafee are also going to go down to defeat. It's too bad about Chafee. Chafee is a really decent guy, and Santorum is a pig, and Burns is an even bigger pig. But they're all going to go down to the feet is the assumption. If those assumptions are right, that leaves Democrats needing two more pickups to take control of the Senate, with Missouri, Tennessee, and Virginia probably in that order being the most likely places to get them. So that's the GOP side of the equation. But as the what about the Democrats? Well, there have been a whole swath of Republican seats. This is Josh Micah Marshall's reporting, that have started trending in the Democrats' direction. And one big question over the next 20 days is whether Democrats will be able to get the money into that batch of races, which looked safely Republican a month ago, but now look like they are up for grabs, or at least are in contention. And one of the races that's really up for grabs is the Pombo-McNerney race. And McNerney has a really good shot at it. So let's just keep our fingers crossed, because we are big supporters of Charlie Brown.
than a crown of glory. Years gone by, about 60.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
One of broadcasting's greats died today.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
President Bush signs the law authorizing overseas interrogations.
This program has been one of the most successful intelligence efforts in American history.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. For many years, when this broadcast was called The World Tonight, the anchor was Christopher Glenn. It was one of many assignments in a 35-year career with CBS News. Liver cancer claimed Chris Glenn today, just 8 months after his retirement. He was 68. Those of us in the business will remember him as the consummate newsman. Audiences remember the voice, not only on radio, but on Saturday morning TV in the 70s.
In the news, the Watergate Four received jail terms.
No matter how complex or grown up the subject, Christopher Glenn made it understandable to kids watching cartoons. Years later on radio, he tried to make sense of a tragedy.
A report relayed through the dynamics officer.
A terrible
vehicle
thing.
Has exploded.
Just before his retirement in February, Chris was asked about his memorable moments.
Definitely being there when Challenger blew up in front of my face in 1986 and had to get back on the air real fast. He described that and had a very difficult time doing it. It was a very, very emotional moment, probably the most emotional of my career.
For reporter Frank Motek of CBS radio station KNX, being there with Chris was a high point of his career.
He was looking out the window at the shuttle disaster, shaking, and then turned to the microphone and describe and I think do the definitive description of that terrible tragedy involving the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Christopher Glenn spent his final years as anchor of the CBS World News Roundup in the morning, the longest-running news program in broadcasting. Now this.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. The Right Now factory authorized service event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. All installed by Ford factory trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now factory authorized service event ends soon.
This is a dangerous place. Inside a calculator at tax time, a business owner has this thing smoking. How? He's got a Discover business card, so he downloads statements anytime he wants. Has his purchase records right at his fingertips. A lot faster and easier than a box full of receipts. Hey, he's up there, big guy. You'll sprain your pinky.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
President Bush today signed the law establishing military tribunals for suspected foreign terrorists and authorizing a program of aggressive interrogations. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Above all else, the new law meets the president's number one test in that it authorizes the resumption of the CIA program of interrogating terrorist suspects seized abroad. And in the treatment of those detainees, Mr. Bush said the U.S. will comply with both the letter and spirit of the Geneva Conventions.
As I've said before, the United States does not torture. It's against our laws and it's against our values.
At the same time, the law shields CIA interrogators from lawsuits by detainees, but they can be charged if they engage in the kind of cruel and inhuman practices spelled out in the bill. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Human rights activists are skeptical of the president's promises, and Anthony Romero of the ACLU says the law is just plain wrong.
The Military Commissions Act is un-American and unconstitutional.
Court challenges are pending. Before Enron founder Ken Lay died of a heart attack in July, he'd been convicted of fraud and conspiracy. Today, a federal judge in Houston vacated the conviction. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says that's the way the system works.
Federal law is pretty clear that if you die before you are formally sentenced, your conviction is vacated. Now, prosecutors have tried in many ways to get around that. They want the conviction to stand because it'll make it easier for them to collect money from Lay's estate. But so far, that hasn't worked, and this decision by this judge will make it even harder for prosecutors to get that job done.
An attorney for Mark Foley says the disgraced former congressman will give the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Miami the name of the priest who allegedly molested him as a child. Foley made the charge as he entered alcohol rehab. His lawyer says the priest is still alive, but the statute of limitations has long expired. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
General. For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock, welcome to the Hour 2 of the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock. Aren't you lucky? And I have lots of announcements to make, so let me announce them. Tomorrow, Arnie Grossman is going to join us. He's an old friend of mine, and he has been active on gun issues. He has a new book out called One Nation Under Guns, an Essay on an American Epidemic. And he has worked with people like Gary Hart and Mo Udall and Leon Panetta and Governor Dick Lamb and I think even Pat Schroeder on a lot of these issues, and so he joins us tomorrow from Denver. Tuesday, on the October 24th, a week from today, in studio, the distinguished British journalist and author Simon Winchester joins us right here in Sacramento. His new book is out in paperback, A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906. He also wrote a wonderful book about the Oxford English Dictionary as well. He's written Krakatoa and a lot of books that have been bestsellers, and he's with us on Tuesday, October 24th, Thursday, October 26th, in the 4 o'clock hour, which is typically when we have our guests, blockbuster best-selling author Tess Gerritsen, with us live in studio. She'll be in Sacramento because the Bee Book Club meets, and she is part of that effort. She was nominated for the prestigious Edgar Award for her book Vanish. She's got a brand new book out called The Mephisto Club. It's a chilling tale that explores the heart of evil. And Tess Gerritsen, in her other life, is an MD. Actually, was an internist, I think. Also, because we are big supporters of Bill Durston for Congress, we're giving away free T-shirts here at AM 1320. All you have to do is come right to the station, and we are located at 5345 Madison Avenue, between Hemlock and Garfield. So it's not too far from I-80, not too far from Auburn Boulevard. If you're coming from I-80, you kind of have to do a U-E at Garfield. Excuse me, I have my throat. I think I have a frog in my throat, which if I kiss it in the right place, maybe it will turn into a prince. Anyway, so we're giving away free Bill Durston for Congress T-shirts, and we'll give them away until they're gone. Just come during business hours, which are the usual business hours, 9 to 5 or something like that. Monday through Friday. And just ask for one. They're great for sleeping in. Bill Durston is a former Vietnam vet. He is an MD. He is an emergency room doctor. He has served in the military. He's just a fantastic guy, and he deserves your vote. So come pick up a T-shirt for Bill Durston and be an ambulatory billboard for a very fine candidate. What we opened with was a scoop that we have, and I want you to, if you know anything about this, I suspect more will emerge as a story. People are reminded of this story, but it was a while ago. When Deep Doo Doo Doolittle was serving in the California legislature, he served as a character witness for a fellow member of the Mormon Church, a guy who's a dentist, who was accused of drugging his patients, his female patients, and then sexually molesting them. And about six of them, it came to trial. Six of them accused him of this. And the guy pretty much got off because Doolittle testified to what a fine guy this was. And so he got off only to molest and sexually molest and abuse more patients that he drugged, more women. And he did this over a period of time until they finally caught up with him. And I don't know that he got much of a sentence, and I think they suspended the license, though. I don't know if it was a permanent suspension. The documents I have, which are quite old, have the suspension lasting only about 7 months. His brother, meanwhile, who I understand may also be a dentist, has just contributed to the Doolittle campaign. Has just contributed some not unserious money to the Doolittle campaign, and you can find this out by going to the FEC report website. I'm not naming names, but a lot of people know what the names are. It's not going to be hard to find out. who we're talking about here, but somebody who was a member of the Mormon Church with Doolittle. Doolittle stands up for his character when the guy has virtually no character to speak of. The only thing standing up there was not, believe me, was not that dentist character. The dentist was drugging his patients, and he was sexually molesting them. You coming in for a teeth cleaning, and guess what? You're getting a cot cleaning, too. You could ask, what does this say about Doolittle, even though it happened in the past? Is this something that the campaign can use, do you think? What does this say about Doolittle? Does it speak to his lack of judgment? Does it speak to his moral compass, in case he has one? I mean, this is a guy who calls himself a non-gambling Mormon who doesn't believe in gambling, and yet when it came to money, why, he was happy to write letters recommending gambling for Indian tribes in Iowa. Iowa, what does Iowa have to do with his jurisdiction? Well, it's because it was an Abramoff client. And Abramoff, every time Doolittle voted, it was pay for play. Doolittle got money into his pocket. And it's being reported when Doolittle said yesterday, I'm not a target of a federal probe, he has no reason to believe that he's a target of an investigation. That not a target line is a beloved one for politicians who are trying to slide out of any allegations, but it is a relatively meaningless statement. It sounds exonerating, but it means nothing, because subjects of an investigation typically only receive target letters from prosecutors as a prelude to indictment. So Doolittle might as well be bragging that he hasn't been indicted yet. But the fact that his attorneys have met several times with Department of Justice prosecutors is not a good sign for Doolittle. And, you know, we can all pray for that shoe to drop right before the election, because if any indictment comes down of him, any more explicit allegations at what we have already, then I think Charlie Brown really is a shoo-in. Now, I have read in various publications that because Doolittle has such a strong history in his district, been serving it for 16 years, that, you know, he's appointed many people to various boards and so forth, so maybe he doesn't have to do too much advertising, and maybe doesn't have enough people to put out signs. Maybe he doesn't need it because he's got this sub rosa kind of support. But we will see, and I think Charlie is really getting traction. And if the Democrats are smart, they're going to open up their wallets to Charlie. And a lot of people coming in from the Bay Area who are activists, who are wanting to help these campaigns, are coming in to volunteer on Charlie's behalf, and maybe checks are coming in too, I hope. Today, the San Francisco Chronicle endorsed Pombo's challenger, Jerry McNerney, and thank goodness for that. And the Sacramento Bee today, no on the arena, no on Q, no on R. Let me just tell you something. What may be good for the Maloofs may be terrible for the city and vice versa. So you're trying to marry a man and a dog together, and it is not going to work. Just not going to work. The rail yard should be probably developed in a particular way to increase pedestrian traffic. That's really what you want. You want a walkable downtown, but not for the Maloofs. They want as much auto traffic as possible because they charge for it, and they every car that pulls in, they get at least $10 for it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And now, I have to say something about the Bee. Did you see the editorial page today? I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Stan Atkinson, lovely guy, old friend of mine, who has been flacking for PG&E, a paid spokesperson for PG&E, the commercials, the TV or the radio commercials that are running are very confusing, and especially if you're an older listener, because it says, "Hi, I'm Stan Atkinson reporting on SMUD and the Yolo County West Sac and so forth." You don't want PG&E in there. You want SMUD to take over those areas. And listen to this. Stan Atkinson writes an op-ed piece that is published on the op-ed pages of the Bee, and there isn't even full disclosure. On the bottom it says, for 30 years, it doesn't say that Stan's on the take from PG&E, he's being paid by PG&E. At least the radio commercials say that. This piece did not say it. It said, for 30 years, Stan Atkinson was a news anchor and reporter at KCRA and KOVR. He retired in 1999, and I was at that lovely retirement party, and so was Rush Limbaugh, as a matter of fact, with his bodyguard. He and his production company, ATY Media Productions, represent the committee for responsible and affordable electricity. And then they give the website, which is smudrisk.com. But it never says that he is being paid by PG&E. And all the radio commercials say that he is being paid by PG&E. And the TV commercials say that he is being paid by PG&E. So for him to write an op-ed piece, and it's not disclosed in the piece that he's being paid, at least not in the bottom of it. I haven't read the whole thing. Maybe it says somewhere that he says he's being paid, but I don't see it. What are your thoughts about that? I think the Bee is not doing its civic duty by withholding full disclosure here. And I think it's really meant to delude people, just like when Stan does his radio spots. This is Stan Atkinson reporting on, I forget what he says, and it makes it sound like it's a real news report. And it's not a real news report. And this is meant to look like a real op-ed piece, and it's not a real op-ed piece. This is the kind of stuff that people like Armstrong Williams, they were paid to be spokespeople, and it was never, it's dishonest. It's absolutely dishonest, and the Bee should have been more honest with us on this. And then the piece goes on, and of course, it's a piece that I suppose is heavily in favor of PG&E. And let me just tell you, if you're in the districts affected, you want SMUD. You don't want PG&E. PG&E is investor-owned. They have to charge more. They always charge more. You're going to have lower energy bills with SMUD. Voters in the major cities of Yolo County, Woodland, Davis, and West Sac will be deciding whether to join the Sacramento Municipal Utility District. Voters in SMUD's existing service territory, Sacramento County, and a small portion of Placer County will be deciding whether the expansion is a good idea. Sacramento and Placer counties will vote on Measure L. Yolo County will vote on Measures H and I. Well, let me tell you, if I were a resident of Yolo County, I would want to pay that SMUD bill. I wouldn't want to pay PG&E. And you're nuts if you go for PG&E. Don't let Stan, PG&E has spent a fortune. SMUD can't do it. They don't have the resources. And I think by law they're prevented from spending this kind of money. But PG&E has spent a fortune on trying you to get you to sign on to PG&E. And why? Because they stand to make a fortune. And why? It's going to come out of your pocketbook. Do not be fooled. But I have to take the Bee to task, and I am a Bee reader. I read the Bee every day. I'm a big Bee fan, but I got to say that on this one, this is really dishonest, and they should have disclosed that Stan is a flack. He's being paid by PG&E, unless for some reason he's not anymore, but in all the TV and radio commercials, he made at least $250,000, I think, was reported. 349-1320. So if you're among the unsuspecting, you're reading this, you there, Stan. Oh, Stan is saying to go for this. Well, I better do what Stan says. I don't think it's honest. I don't think it's honest. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Do you think this is honest? Dylan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dylan.
Oh, hi. I had a word to the wise or whatever in regards to what Brown can use against Doolittle.
Yes.
And that is that I once had a lawyer who ran as a judge, and she made a very bad campaign maneuver, and it not only cost her the election, but because it was so egregious, she could no longer become a judge again. In other words, they gave her that while it might be a good idea, you always got to be careful about what the repercussions can be.
I'm not following what you're trying to tell me.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that you got to be worried about anything that could be slanderous.
Of anything that you say?
Well, in other words, when you use campaign, tactics, you got to be careful about what you do because you don't want to have repercussions.
Okay, so what are you saying then?
What I'm saying is that
specifically, what are you saying about our little scoop here about Doolittle standing up for this guy who molested women, sexually molested him, a dentist molested these women and drugged them? So that he could sexually molest them. They're going in for a teeth cleaning. Little did they know.
Hey, look, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. All I'm telling you is that you need to be careful about any kind of repercussions. And then when you do something.
Well, but
like
this is a matter of legal. This is a matter of legal record. And thank goodness for the listeners. This comes to our attention via the listeners.
Well, I encourage you to go ahead and put it out there, but I'd just be leery. That's all I'm telling you.
Are you going to vote for Charlie?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm delighted to hear that. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Harry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Harry.
Yes, I'll talk on the PG&E and of course, SMUD here. Well, first off, a little background is always helpful. Across America, there are 2,000 cities that own their own electric companies, About 32 in California, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Roseville are just three of them. Every single one across America that is publicly owned by the community is cheaper, has cheaper rates.
Absolutely. For small, absolutely
for
right.
Central customers and for small businesses.
Yes.
Every single
So
month.
Why would anybody even consider PG&E when you have the option to use SMUD?
It's a conservative issue. Conservatives are interested in saving money. And next time I call, I'll show you how Charlie Brown can win in Roseville, because it has to come from people such as myself who are moderate conservative, and we can bring in a lot of people. And how that can be.
Are you in favor of Charlie, Harry?
As you know, I'm not a member of no Democratic Party, never will be, ever since the Vietnam
War. Are you going to vote for Charlie, yes or no?
There's a possibility.
Okay, I hope you do it, and I thank you.
I have something greater than just my vote to talk about that will bring in other votes.
All right, why don't you share it with the Charlie Brown campaign, or email me, the information. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, Ken in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Enid. Hey, I just wanted to say that the deal with Stan Atkinson is a little bit worse than you're aware. First of all, you must not have read the very first line of the article where it says that since he started in the news business, quote, I have diligently avoided direct political advocacy, unquote. That's untrue. He's been on TV before advocating for similar kinds of measures.
He has? What has he advocated for in the past?
You know, I can't remember the specific issue, but it hasn't been that long ago. Maybe I'll do a little research.
Do some research and see what he's advocating.
I mean, that's an outright lie. And, you know, I've met Stan a couple times. He's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's a lovely guy. But you know what? I think that the bee, you know, and he's in there pitching. He's being paid by PG&E. Good for him for pitching. But the bee should have had, if they were going to run this piece, and I think it's really questionable that they ran it, because he's on the payroll here of PG&E on this one. I think that if they were going to run it, which I don't think was the smart decision, then I think they should have had full disclosure. And you know what? I would advise you who listen to Enid Live to get on the phone. Get on your computers and let the public editor of the Bee, Armando Acuna, know your feelings about this, because I don't think this was the right thing for a newspaper of the Bee stature to be doing.
Yeah, I agree. And just as a last thing, I also want to say, as much as I like Stan Atkinson, this is despicable behavior, and I just don't respect him at all.
Well, I'm telling you, what he's asking people to do, and using his considerable goodwill in the years that people looked up to him as an anchor and so on, and in every sense of that term, what he's doing is he's trying to push people into a direction that really won't be good for them. It'll be great for PG&E, and he's loving getting that $250,000 or whatever it is they're paying him. That's really nice sliding into his pocketbook now that he's retired. But it's not going to be, it's not going to serve the residents of Yolo County as well as SMUD would.
Well,
and if you really cared, I think you'd do the right thing instead of the thing you're being paid to do. Kind of like Doolittle here, you know?
I agree. Well, the guy has, just like Doolittle, turned himself into a pimp. And that's all I got to say.
Oh, Ken, that's so mean. Thanks for the call. Well, let me just ask you, Stan Atkinson, should the Bee have published this piece by somebody who's a paid flack? In the first place, A, should they have published it? And if they were going to publish it, which they did, shouldn't there have been full disclosure that this is good, this guy's on the payroll of PG&E? Shouldn't they have said that? And they, I think they should never have published it in the first place, because Stan was so visible as a flack that it should have been the bulb should have gone off. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866, 620, 613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. Traffic. Enid will be able to drive home probably safely tonight, I'm thinking. Even on the way to Roseville, it's absolutely beautiful. Northbound 99 just past Cap City Freeway, actually, in Arden Way. We have a three-car crash. Not slowing things down, though. Loosening up over there, I-5 just past J Street. We did have a two-car crash, but it looks like it's back up to 6570. A couple of hit runs that have turned into car crashes. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of JH Street, and another one just past H Street, two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you paying too much?
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerror forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerror is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, so folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerror radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, so little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
428 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the scoop we have on Doolittle, which I think is really amazing, where he comes to the defense. How can you come to the defense of somebody who has been molesting women sexually, drugging them first, of course? The guy was a dentist. Oh, it happened that he was a member of Doolittle's church, so he comes to his defense as a character witness, and the guy gets off as a result of it. He gets a really light rap on the knuckles, only to do it repeatedly. Had Doolittle not come to his defense, presumably the guy would have been hauled off to the pokey a lot sooner and would have lost his license a lot sooner, had his license suspended a lot sooner than he did. And, oh, by the way, the dentist's brother just made some kind of a donation to Doolittle's current campaign. This was something that happened a few years back. But I have to tell you, it reveals a lot about Doolittle. It reveals what he really believes in. It says a great deal, I think, about his judgment or lapse of it. We're also talking about the Bee, finally coming out with its editorial on the arena. No and no on Q. No. And there's a piece on the op-ed page today, the editorial pages of the Bee. It's Stan Atkinson's byline. He's being paid by PG&E. They never disclose it. in the piece that I'm aware of, although I didn't read the piece closely, so if somebody finds it, you can wrap my knuckles. But Stan, who is a lovely guy, I like Stan. Stan's an old friend, and he's been very, very, very kind to me. But guess what? He is being paid by PG&E. He's been their flack on this issue. It is disclosed in the radio commercials. It is disclosed in the television commercials. And I believe that those radio commercials are really just misleading, because he'll start out, Stan Atkinson reporting, he says, Stan Atkinson reporting on, and then he says smut or whatever the next line is. And it makes it sound like this is a real news report. And it's not. He's on the payroll. He's already gotten at least, we think, what was it, $250,000? I don't remember the figure exactly, but it was in that neighborhood, maybe even more than that, with these radio spots and, oh, and now an op-ed piece. Well, here's my contention. A, the B should never have run this piece by a flack. A, and, well, that's A. B, if they did run it, they should have been full disclosure, and there wasn't. All they said is that he has a production company, the name of the production company, that it represents the Committee for Responsible and Affordable Electricity. You know what? That's not the same as saying that he's been a paid flack for PG&E. I'm sorry. It isn't. It makes it sound like it's one of these think tank kind of civic groups that these big corporations are very fond of concocting. What do they call them? AstroTurf? Makes it sound like it's grassroots, and it's not. It's all concocted. Laura in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Laura.
Hey, I read it with a jaundiced eye, and I was very dismayed that there wasn't a disclaimer about what he's being paid, and also a disclaimer about when he became an expert in the valuation of property. My understanding is that is still a matter that is decided by the administrative law judges at the Public Utilities Commission.
Well, he's giving you PG&E's talking points. So whatever PG&E tells him to say, he's going to say it. And of course, he's got those wonderful pipes, and he's got the trust of an audience, a long time television anchor in this market, quite beloved in the market, very successful in the market, and he's using it. But I think that people like I think the B's editorial staff should have never run the piece, and if they did, there should have been full disclosure, and it really wasn't full disclosure.
If they were going to run it, they should have run it as either a letter to the editor with all the limitations that the rest of the writers are subject to, or they should have provided an equal time, as the Chronicle often does. When there's advocacy, they'll provide an argument by both sides, so you get a more fair and balanced.
Well, I agree. I don't think they should have run it because he's so obviously a flack for PG&E. But if they did run it, and they did do so, there should have been huge disclosure, and there was virtually no disclosure. It was very slipperily done. Like he's part of this. He represents the Committee for Responsible and Affordable Electricity. Well, that's not the same as saying that he's a flack for PG&E and that PG&E is probably sponsoring this committee or paying Stan.
A final comment?
Yes.
The last caller mentioned that he was pimping for PG&E. I would argue that he's whoring for PG&E.
Ooh, Laura, you're so mean. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Would you agree with that? I like Stan. Stan's an old friend. He's been lovely to me. But I got to say, I was dismayed when I saw him doing these spots. Well, then you say, all right, he's retired. You know, maybe his investment's headed south. Who knows? It's an easy $250,000 to go out there, and maybe he even believes what he's saying. I don't know. But he's apparently not remotely embarrassed to be a flack. He's got this company that takes on these issues, and I guess he goes to the highest bidder. Who knows? But I think that the B should have let us know that, and they didn't do it. What does that tell you about the B? And I think you ought to let Armando Cunha, the public editor, know how you feel about it. People wrote in droves because the B didn't say, we've got to. They said, gotta. They became colloquial in some of the comments instead of the commentary, and everybody wrote in, well, what about this? I think this goes to the heart of truthful reporting. Mike in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Enid. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, I would venture to say that probably the B is out there with Stan in their fishnet stockings on this. Also, I don't think it's only Stan that's whoring.
Well, wait a minute. What did the bee? It seems to me now. I probably have the endorsement here somewhere. I think they're against PG&E coming in on this, aren't they? Or have I got that wrong?
Well, I don't know what they stand for anymore. I know that you left Sacramento for quite a while, and now you're back, and you probably remember the former bee, which was a pretty responsible and progressive paper. But I hate to break this to you, they sold out a long time ago. And basically now they're down to being a greedhead, former shadow of themselves.
Do they call it a bee because it's not an A?
Well, I think they ought to call it the bunion. You know, after the union went out of business, they basically decided they were going to glom all the customers that the union...
Well, I got to say something. I like reading the bee. McClatchy's got a good reputation in the newspaper business. They just have taken over Knight Ridder, sold off some of the Knight Ridder papers, and so they're a huge ownership. I don't know, what is it, number two maybe in the country? They are a very big newspaper ownership. Newspaper circulation in a lot of places is declining. But I have to say that for a company that's got a good newspaper reputation, not a fly-by-night operation by any means at all, I thought this was way over the top. And I, you know, what constitutes the top for moi is a pretty malleable enterprise. And I thought this was just egregious. And I thought not completely irresponsible.
Well, when you're trying to sell papers up in El Dorado and Placer County, you can't come across as being too progressive or you're going to lose a lot of subscriptions up there. And I think that's essentially what happened to the Bee, is they decided that, hey, we better not be too progressive or else we're going to lose people.
Well, I thank you, Mike, for your thoughts. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Did you even see this in the Bee today on the editorial page? This is a shame that they ran this by Stan. Stan's being paid by PG&E, and they really didn't disclose it. And I just got an email from Jim. Jim said, Enid, you're right. Nowhere in the article does it mention that Stan is a flack for PG&E. I agree that the Bee has let us down. I will write a letter to the editors on this, too. I think you get a hold, you know, email Armando Acuna. He is a public editor of the Sacramento Bee, and you let him know what you think about this, because I think it's a real lapse of judgment. And usually the Bee does a pretty good job on its op-ed pages and so on. And I'm a big Bee, you know, I'm a big fan of the Bee, but I thought this was way wrong. Very irresponsible of the Bee and dishonest. Dishonest in that they don't tell you that Stan is, first of all, they should have never run it because they had to have known. You have to be living under a rock to know that Stan, if you didn't know that Stan is a spokesman and a flack, a paid flack, for PG&E on this issue, and so it should never have run in the first place, and if they did run it, they should have had full disclosure, and they did not. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. Well, tonight we're going to have lows 55, 60. 8 is what we're sitting at, 75 for the high on tomorrow. Traffic southbound 99. Really, the interactions on the highway today and the freeways and the interstates looking pretty good. We do have a couple of fires, though. Woodland and Auburn, right there off of I-80. Eastbound I-80, just east of Saco County line, we have a three-car crash. But it's really actually kind of nice. I'm very shocked on this Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, and she'll be back at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Let's unplug on all my America.
taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. I want to remind you, you can pick up free Bill Durston for Congress t-shirts right here at our studios. Just come on over and during business hours, Monday through Friday, about 9 to 5, I think. We are at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield, so not too far off of I-80. And we have a bunch of Bill Durston for Congress t-shirts that we're happy to give you and hope that you'll wear them and remind people that he is the far better candidate over Lundgren. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the scoop we have on Doolittle. We're talking about more information coming out that Doolittle is in fact had a number of meetings with Department of his attorneys have had meetings with the Department of Justice prosecutors. It's not a good sign. When he says I'm not a target of an investigation, that doesn't mean anything at all. You only get the target letter just as they're about to indict you. So that means nothing whatsoever. It's just slippery language. And in today's B on the op-ed page, you have an op-ed piece by Stan Atkinson, who's on the payroll of PG&E on this issue, and it's not even fully disclosed. I don't think the B should have run it in the first place. And secondly, if they did, which they did, there should have been full disclosure, and there was not full disclosure. 349-1320, 866-620-6320, and this is something we talked about the other day. Rob Stutzman, who is Arnold's former spokesman and one of the key players in the special election that was such a disaster, has been hired by Channel 13, local CBS station in Sacramento. He's being labeled as a, quote, nonpartisan political analyst, but he has no counterpart who's on the Democratic side. He earned $10,000 a month from the California Republican Party, but Channel 13 believes he's going to give a balanced view of politics. Now, Channel 13 is run by an old friend of mine, Bruno Cohen. I love Bruno. Bruno's a great guy, but I think this is I disagree with this. Bruno, I think this is a dumb idea. 349-1320, and I think it's just as dishonest as Stan Atkinson. How are you nonpartisan when you've been taking the money from the Republican Party? How are you giving a fair assessment when you're being paid off by PG&E? You tell me. I mean, we are living in a time when whoever you are, you have no thoughts except for whoever pays you to have those thoughts. Is that what it's come to? Honesty has got a dollar sign attached to it. Is everybody Jack Abramoff? Is that the story here? Sam in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, I got to pick a fight. I got to call you out. I think you've been wrong on a couple things. First of all, I got to agree with that other caller. You know, yes, the B's a big paper and blah, 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 and they're not a fly-by-night, but geez, they left town years ago, and I know a lot of people who wouldn't buy a B, including myself. And the other one was, you know...
Why wouldn't you buy a B? It wouldn't hurt you to read the newspaper once in a while, Sam.
You're assuming that I don't.
What do you read? What newspapers do you read?
Most of my newspapers, I'll go online in the morning.
Yes, and which...
If I buy something, I'm probably going to buy a New York
which,
Times.
Which ones are you reading?
I like to read overseas stuff, London, you know, Sun Times, those sorts of things.
Sun Times is not a London newspaper.
The London Times.
Okay.
Anyway, the other thing that I disagree on was your Phil Angelides. Your instinct was that Phil Angelides was going to be a real...
Well, wait. Go back. What is it that you were disagreeing with me on with the op-ed piece, the Stan Atkinson op-ed piece?
Well, you're saying you think that they're a reputable paper, and what you used was they were so big and they just...
Well, they have a very good very good reputation in the newspaper industry.
Okay, but in the local community, that they're... Subscribership, would that be the correct word?
They do a lot of good reporting. They do a lot of enterprise reporting. I'm quibbling with them, and they've been kind to me, so I'm not complaining about that part. But I am quibbling with this op-ed piece. I'm not condemning the whole newspaper. And you ought to be reading, you know what, instead of knowing what's going on in your backyard, and you don't even live in London, you ought to know what's going on in your backyard in Sacramento, don't you think? And the way to find that out is to read the local newspaper.
And you're assuming I don't because I don't read the B.
Well, how are you finding it out? If you're only going with TV news, you're only getting a couple of minutes there a night, and most of it, you'd be, you know, a lot of it is pet stories.
No, No, I disagree. There's other ways of getting the information.
Well, I doubt that you're getting enough of it, but go ahead, Sam.
I shouldn't say I'm not reading it. A fair is I won't spend money on it. I don't buy it. If I'm going to buy a newspaper, I'll buy an L.A. Times or New York Times or Chronicle, but I will not buy the Bee. I think they've been way off base for many years, and they sold out. And a lot of stuff I read in the Bee, I can read. I've already read yesterday in the L.A. Times. And there's too many.
That's not true. I gotta stick up for the Bee when it's warranted. I read about 5 million papers every day, and among them the LA Times, and among them the Bee. And you cannot say that. It's not true that the Bee's news today is what the LA Times published yesterday. Absolutely not true. Sometimes they do different stories, but on stuff that's breaking news, everybody's on the same page with it. They all have to be. Everything, it's all instantaneous. So please don't make that allegation. That one you can't substantiate.
What did they do for Gary Webb when he was in the middle of his fight with the San Jose Mercury News? They had a good local talent right here. Did they ever lift a finger to help that guy?
But he was with the San Jose Mercury News. Well, he wasn't with the Bee, was he? No, he wasn't. Sam, what was the point that you wanted to make? I don't want to get off on a tangent with Gary Webb, who I really respected. I thought that he got a terrible shafting from the newspaper establishment when he was reporting on how the government brought in drugs and helped to spread the crack epidemic, and he was able to prove it. No one wanted to believe him, and I think he wound up committing suicide. But tell me what your other point is, because it's way off topic.
Well, that's actually not off topic. He wanted to sell.
What was your point? We're not talking about that. So tell me what you called to talk about, Sam.
Well, stop talking over me. The point was the other caller that called had told you that while you left town, the Bee left town with you. And what you went to was they're a good paper, they're reputable because they're big. Bigger is not better.
So you're telling me that you think, on the whole, the Bee is a scummy paper and you don't even read the thing. So how do you even know? How are you in a position to judge it?
I corrected myself. I said I don't spend money on it. Okay? But you're hearing what you want to hear.
Well, you told me you started out by saying it and then you modified it. All right, what else? What other point do you want to make, Sam?
Okay, pardon me?
And was there another point you wanted to make?
Yeah, it was the Phil Angelides. I remember a few months ago back in the primary, you were talking about your instinct was what a great gut fighter this guy was going to be.
Well, that's what he's always been described.
3 months ago, and we would have been better off with Steve Wesley. That's neither, and at the time I told you that.
Steve Wesley might have run a better campaign, but I'll tell you what, he would not have made a better governor. I still think that Phil would have made a better governor, and he wrote, and he has headed a not very good campaign. I have to say that. That part I do agree with you. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, looks like we've got some traffic hazards going on. Eastbound I-80 just east of Mace Boulevard. A fire in the roadway. Eastbound I-80 just west of just east of Placer Hills. There's a 3-car crash. Everything's happening in Placerville and Auburn today. Nothing really is going on. South Sac, North Sac looking pretty good. We got some disabled vehicles, but all of our crashes are pretty much cleaned up. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th.
It's true. We're all in
1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it,
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If
If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Live and local. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
...451 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Let me share this with you. Well, first of all, Jim, one of our listeners, wrote this letter to the Bee. Well, the Sacramento Bee has let its readers down in a big way. I was surprised to read the, quote, op-ed, end quote, piece by Stan Atkinson today. I've never seen an op-ed published for a person who serves as a spokesperson for the people involved in the very topic of the op-ed. That equates to free publicity for PG&E and their fight with smut. Atkinson has earned thousands of dollars acting as a spokesman for PG&E. I find it very sad that a formerly respected newsman has sunk so low. I'm likewise disappointed that the Bee did not make it clear to readers what exactly Atkinson's position really is. Bee, you can do better. And it's signed our listener, Jim. I won't give his full name. He can do that. So what are your thoughts about that? So here you have Channel 13. They've got somebody from who'd been a spokesman for Arnold, Rob Stutzman, who was making $10,000 a month from the California Republican Party. But 13 believes that he can be nonpartisan and give a balanced view of politics. They don't have anybody from the other side. And so he's pretending to be nonpartisan, and Stan is pretending to be nonpartisan, and Stan's on the payroll. At least Stutzman's no longer on the payroll, presumably, of the California Republican Party, but he was. So how does he suddenly become nonpartisan is my question. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and this is C.W. Nevius in today's Chronicle. By the way, if I haven't said it already, the Chronicle has endorsed Jerry McNerney over Pombo. So good for the Chronicle for doing that. Here's C.W. Nevius, a columnist, old friend. Says, when Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Angelides came to visit the Chronicle editorial board Monday morning, he hit all his favorite notes. He voiced his commitment to education. He pitched pension funds, and he talked tax base. When he was done, I was utterly sold. I would definitely vote for Angelides for state treasurer. As a candidate for governor, he's a little wonky. That's just who he is. Frankly, if you spend a little informal time with him, I'll bet you'd like him. He's a very decent guy, warmer and more personable than you might think. Unfortunately for him, none of this seems to be coming across in the campaign. And now with 3 weeks left until November 7, he is trailing Arnold by double digits. Well, only 9 points by the Rasmussen reports. And CW saying it doesn't look good. Well, you know, CW, get a grip. Just because he's wonky, what's wrong with that? I mean, Bill Gates was wonky, and look what happened to him. I think Warren Buffett could have been described as wonky, too. And it didn't hurt him any, did it? And I think if you've got a governor who has a grasp of the details, such as Dickey, our president, does not and did not when he was a governor of Texas. And by the way, that's a weak governorship in general, not just simply because Dickey inhabited that territory, but it is just a weak governorship. I think you want somebody. What does wonky mean? You tell me, what does wonky mean? Does wonky mean he reads the legislation? He reads books about it? He reads position papers? He reads policy? Does it mean that you're smart in a room full of people who are mediocrities? Does it mean that you spend more time reading about stuff and knowing the details of the legislation than you do putting on your makeup and be sure that you got enough Botox injections? Is that what wonky means? You tell me what that means, and why is that suddenly an epithet? In a society that has become as mediocre as ours has, and everything is for sale, everything is for sale, how is it that somebody who is smart, who's gone to a good school, takes the time to understand the details of legislation and the details of governing a very huge, ungovernable state, essentially, is wonky, and why is that a bad thing? Well, when you're surrounded by mediocrities, you know, elite suddenly becomes a term of derision. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. Maybe it means you went to a good school. Maybe it means you're smart. Maybe it means you read good books. Eric in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Enid. I don't know if you were here in town when Stan Atkinson called Barbara Boxer a bitch.
What did he call her, a bitch?
A bitch.
On the air?
A commercial break. And there was, or not a commercial break, there was a segment on Boxer. And you know,
he didn't know his mic was hot.
Right, the mic was on, and he ended up calling her a bitch on the air.
Oh no! And well, so what happened?
He had to apologize, blah blah blah. But that's where Stan is. I mean, he's a very conservative Republican, and for Stan, it's all about the cash. He's a very nice. I used to work with Stan. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, very nice man. I like him a lot
personally, but for Stan, it's all about the dollar.
All right. So how do does somebody like me or you we both like him. We both know him. You know, how do you cut it down the middle? I just, at the risk of whatever friendship we might have or have had, I just thought it was wrong for that op-ed. You know, good for Stan. He's pitching and they're catching, I guess. If you're on the payroll of PG&E, you're going to try and get your op-ed pieces in as many publications as you can, and the publication is the one that should have said no.
Well, I would just like people to realize how much money Stan is making off this deal. It's, what, $250,000, $300,000?
Something like that.
Yeah, and the people would just buy what Stan says based on the old folksy trusted newsman thing. I mean, caveat emptor.
Caveat empty.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I hear his commercials running on that big old dinosaur across the way. You know, this is Stan Atkinson reporting.
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. He was the quintessential radio newsman. Retired CBS News correspondent Christopher Glenn died today at 68, liver cancer. He's remembered with respect and admiration by longtime colleagues, including correspondent Charles Osgood.
As a broadcast journalist, they just don't come any better than Chris Glenn. He had the brain, the heart, the voice, the sense of decency and responsibility to do it better than just about any of us.
He employed his talents on a wide variety of broadcasts, including TV's In the News and his live coverage of the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster in 1986. Here's Chris Glenn on his final broadcast less than 8 months ago.
I've been doing the work I love for nearly 50 years now. Honored to have done it at this great news-gathering organization the last 35. But retirement is beckoning, and it's a wrap for me. Not, though, until I say one more time, and proudly, that's the World News Roundup. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
That broadcast won Best Newscast Awards 2 years in a row. North Korea is not backing down. CBS News correspondent David Martin has the latest on the confrontation over Pyongyang's nuclear program.
As North Korea staged a spectacular torchlight show of defiance with what it called a down with imperialism rally, its officials publicly denounced economic sanctions passed by the UN as a declaration of war and privately put out the word that they intend to conduct 3 more underground nuclear tests. And nothing can stop them. But they could be saying that just to make anything less than 3 look like a concession.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who's traveling to Asia, told reporters on her plane that North Korea's testing could set off a nuclear arms race in the region. At the White House today,
it is a rare occasion when a president can sign a bill he knows will save American lives.
President Bush signed the Military Commissions Act, which clears the way for suspected terrorists to face military tribunals and revives a secret overseas CIA interrogation program.
The question to the president is, if we haven't tortured or abused prisoners of war, then why do we need to grant those who ordered it retroactive immunity?
Anthony Romero of the American Civil Liberties Union calls the law un-American and unconstitutional. Lester Crawford, former head of the Food and Drug Administration, has pleaded guilty to conflict of interest and making false reports. Crawford concealed his ownership of stock in companies the FDA regulated. New York Yankees manager Joe Torre and team captain Derek Jeter were among the mourners at today's memorial for Corey Lytle, the pitcher whose small plane crashed into a Manhattan apartment building last week.
I think you got the sense of shock and sadness.
He's always smiling. He was positive with all the guys, regardless of how he was doing. You know, he was a great teammate, and that's what you like to see is guys are very supportive of other players.
3 planes like the one Lytle owned made several flyovers during the service. On Wall Street today, the Dow slipped back 30 points, closing at 11,950. The Nasdaq down 18. This is CBS News.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
The State Department and the Department of Homeland Security have unveiled their plans for a new kind of passport. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv explains.
It'll be a wallet-sized card, cheaper than a full passport. Only 1/4 of Americans have a passport. Starting in 2009, even driving across the border from Mexico or Canada, you will need a passport or this card, which won't have any personal information printed on it. A chip in the card will link a border control officer to a central computer where your photo and birth date will be stored.
We all have heroes, even if some of them don't really exist. A new book out today lists the 101 most influential people who never lived. Topping the list is the Marlboro Man, the ruggedly handsome cowboy created by an ad agency to sell cigarettes. Other cultural icons, according to the authors, include Big Brother from the George Orwell book 1984, King Arthur, Santa Claus, Barbie, and the Loch Ness Monster, although some say Nessie does exist. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
All the Way Home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after five. Welcome to hour three of the Enid Live, the Lucky Tuesday edition of I Am Yours Until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, and let me just tell you what we have upcoming for you. We're going to be joined tomorrow by an old friend of mine, Arnie Grossman, who has written a book, One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epidemic. And let me tell you how bad it is. Paul Koretz is trying to get the gun industry to label bullets, micro-label them. There's a word for it so that you know where the bullet came from if a crime is committed. They won't go for it. He co-sponsored legislation with a California legislator who took a powder when the vote came up. He was a co-sponsor, I believe, and he just dodged it. And then later, you know what you could do if you're a California legislator? You can vote no for something, but then for the public record, change your vote to a yes. It's still a no for the actual count, but in the record it says a yes, and that's what he did. And I'll share that information with you tomorrow. So Arnie joins us tomorrow. Tuesday the 24th, author, journalist, and broadcaster Simon Winchester, live in the studio. He's a distinguished English journalist, reporter, writer. His new book, A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906. Fascinating stuff. And he'll be with us live and also live in the studio on the 26th, Thursday. Best-selling author Tess Gerritsen. Her new book is called The Mephisto Club. She's here as part of the Sacramento Bee Book Club. And her book, Vanish, received a nomination for the very prestigious Edgar Award. We're giving away Bill Durston for Congress t-shirts. All you have to do is come over to AM 1320. And we are at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield, and you can take them. We're happy to support Bill Durston. He's an emergency room doc, and he is a former Vietnam vet, and he is just a wonderful guy. If you're just joining us, lots of things that we are discussing. First of all, let me come back to the Doolittle information that has come out. Apparently, his attorneys have met quite a lot with the Department of Justice prosecutors. This is significant, even though Doolittle tells you he's not the target of an investigation. You only are notified that you are the target just as they are ready to indict you. So it's slippery language meant to make it sound like Doolittle has been exonerated, and he hasn't been. We're waiting for a shoe to drop. He's already spent more than $50,000 on criminal defense attorneys. He has been completely dishonest with the constituents that he serves. He's been he is through and through dishonest. And another example of his dishonesty and his lack of judgment is that he has gone to bat, and this is in the past, he went to bat for a dentist who is a fellow member of the Mormon Church, who was accused by patients, women patients, of drugging them and sexually molesting them. And because Doolittle testified to this dentist's good character, the dentist got off with essentially a rap on the knuckles, only to do it again, only to sexually molest and drug more women patients until finally the law really did catch up with him. But because Doolittle stood up for this guy was free to commit more crimes again. And guess what? This guy's brother just made a not an insubstantial contribution to the Doolittle campaign. Just made a contribution to the Doolittle campaign. Isn't that amazing? 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I hope that more information about this becomes available, but I think it's pretty damning. And the fact that Doolittle says he's not the target of an investigation is a complete manipulation of the language, because he is under investigation by the Department of Justice. You don't spend $50,000 on criminal defense attorneys for public relations advice, which is what he's trying to market to the people he thinks, his constituents' IQ that he thinks is hovering where he is, which is at room temperature. We're also talking about an op-ed piece that appears in the Bee today that should never have appeared. It is a piece that Stan Atkinson wrote. Stan Atkinson is on the payroll of PG&E on this issue. The Bee should never have published it, and if they did publish it, there should have been full disclosure that Stan is on the payroll. Instead, all they said was that Stan's production company represents the Committee for Responsible and Affordable Electricity. That's not the same as you're on the payroll. You're flacking for PG&E. The Bee was really did not live up to its responsibilities here. I think they were irresponsible. I think this was dishonest. They should never have run the piece. And if they did run it, which they did, there should have been full disclosure, which there wasn't. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320-866-626-1320. We're also talking about C.W. Nevius's piece in today's Chronicle that when Phil Angelides came for his editorial meeting Monday at the Chronicle, C.W. says he hit all his favorite notes. He voiced his commitment to education. He pitched pension funds. He talked tax base. And when he was done, C.W. writes, "I was utterly sold. I would definitely vote for Angelides for state treasurer." But he says, but as a candidate for governor, he's a little wonky. Well, could you tell me something? What's wrong with wonky? At least he knows the details of the legislation, which is more than you can say about Arnold. Arnold really doesn't. Arnold is the victim of the last person who whispered into his ear. 349-1320. And I want to add this to the conversation. I have said this, and I have said this, and now we have proof of it, in case we need the proof. I've told you that talk radio is 99.9% conservative, and that you know on your own. You don't need me to tell you this. But it's becoming clearer and clearer. And I think radio in general has been under the radar in this country big time. You know, if you pick up the newspaper, what do you have? You have TV listings. You don't have much in the way of radio listings. You have the TV shows for every single night, every single day part. But you don't have that for radio. You know, they list a bunch of stations, and they say that KCTC at 1320 is Air America, Progressive Talk, whatever. But they don't tell you what's on in every single day part. They sort of leave it up to you to figure it out, because I guess nobody considers radio all that important. But radio has been fantastically important. I don't think it's ever gotten the credit that it deserves for this conservative, for putting in all these conservatives into office. And now we have proof of it. I don't think anybody's really written a lot about that. But I have always been convinced that when you're in small towns and all you have is conservative talk radio, it really pushes, and you have no pushback to it. That's why we are so important. That's why America's been so important. When you have no pushback, you think it must be the truth, and then you're molded and you're manipulated accordingly. So here it is, New York Times reporting. On an overcast Friday morning last month, White House aides ushered an influential group of conservative radio hosts into the Oval Office for a private audience with the president. For an hour and a half, Bush discussed his case for the war in Iraq, his immigration proposals, and even the personality of a Scottish Terrier, Barney, who scratched on the door during the session until the president relented and let him into the office, according to several hosts who attended. The meeting, which was not announced on the president's public schedule, was part of an intensive Republican Party campaign to reclaim and re-energize a crucial army of supporters that is not as likely to walk in lockstep with the White House as it has been in the past. Conservative radio hosts are in some ways breaking with the Republican leadership in ways not seen since at least a decade, and certainly not since Rush Limbaugh's forceful advocacy of the party in 1994 spawned a new generation of stars. And this is according to Michael Harrison. And I think we ought to talk to Michael about this. But here you have all these conservative hosts who've made their career being, excreting all these Republican talking points for the party. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I certainly lean more Democratic. I'm leaning towards Steve Poizner, who's a Republican in the insurance commissioner slot. I try to go with what I think is the best choice. And many of you, I think, feel the same way. But these conservative hosts, I don't think many of them are not even really conservative. And I think a lot of them don't believe half of what they say. But they have found that it has really been lucrative for their careers. And now some of them are reading the tea leaves, and they're seeing that Dickey's approval ratings are not much higher than Congress's, which are pretty low, and only slightly higher than Dick Cheney's, which are also very low. And they're deciding to march to a slightly different drummer, and the White House now is very concerned about it because, and this is the point I want to make, because talk radio has been so important. It has been a propaganda arm of the Republican Party, and it has been so important to their resurgence and to the resurgence of conservatives in this country. I think people are not really conservative, and a lot of people who call themselves conservatives are really mean and nasty and angry and not true conservatives. And I think a lot of those people who call themselves conservatives and are mean, nasty, and angry have found a socially acceptable label for themselves and largely listen to Rush Limbaugh. And they're happy to be duped by him, and that's his job every day, to dupe them, and he does a wonderful job of that. Oh, and he's Dan Atkinson's good friend, too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Russ in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Listen, your last little bit was spot on with respect to conservative radio. I just happen to be listening to it. But let's go back to two things. One, I want to deal with the Atkinson thing, but first you raised the whole issue of Nevius's article this morning calling Phil wonky. I want wonks. That's what I'm looking for. But remind yourself, this is a paper who said these things. He said, and I'll quote these real quickly for you. In many ways, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has made an impressive adjustment to political life. He does his homework and, as demonstrated by his command of the issues. Oh, please. And the second one in the same.
But I don't think they've come out. If they've endorsed him, I haven't seen it yet. They haven't endorsed.
I don't know if they are.
Because I had a very spirited conversation with the executive editor of that newspaper, lobbying on Phil's behalf. I have to tell you. So whatever I say here, when I'm trying to kickstart that campaign and kick it behind, I really would like for them to win, and I'm really trying. I hope the Chronicle doesn't endorse him. But you know, I think they all read the numbers and they go for the person they think is going to win.
Well, it's media, and it's media responsibility we're talking about, and it's also the fact that they're corporate entities. We all know these rules. Let's be responsible about it. But they also said of the governor that in reality he handles himself well when he's not scripted and when he's on his own. Neither of those two.
Isn't that a pretty low bar? Isn't that a really pathetic bar? That if he doesn't have a script, he doesn't completely fall face first into the mud? I mean, that is really tragic.
It's abominable. And the poor man is just in over his head. Let's say that up front.
Well, let's say that up front. But you know what? Guess what? We get the politicians we deserve. And the people can't see through him, and they don't want to. He's a celebrity. They liked his movies. They're going to vote for him.
I take issue with that statement. I do not deserve Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry. I do my homework.
Well, Russ, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. You're in the minority.
His kind of leadership.
You, Russ, darling, are in the minority.
I know. But I don't deserve him. That's the point. Now, Atkinson thing today, I called at 6 a.m. and left a message for Armando. And, of course, as I always say, I don't expect a return call, Armando, but. And, of course, he has not called back. It was awful. They did two things that were frightening to me. The first is they gave their imprimatur to him, granting him a status he doesn't deserve. He's no authority on anything. In fact, if you go to the Dictionary of American Idioms next to Talking Head, there's a little picture of him.
You know what they didn't do? They didn't say this man is on the payroll of PG&E. They said that he was on this, doing work for this particular committee, but it sounded like one of these AstroTurf committees, one of these good government groups. They never spelled it out that this is probably a committee funded by and for PG&E.
Well, how can you disagree with a committee for affordable and responsible electricity? You see, and that's
as opposed to that hideous committee for irresponsible and unaffordable electricity.
And as you know, and you brought it up on your program, but so have other talk show hosts in the area, that he earned at least $250,000, perhaps more. Everyone saw his commercials. And then to put him in the paper and tout him implicitly as someone who has an authoritative position and not do a side-by-side. He shouldn't even be in the paper, first of all, but at the minimum you would do a side-by-side and give someone else. And
they never should have run it, and if they ran it, there should have been full disclosure. So on two counts, they have failed miserably, and it is very depressing to see this from the Bee because it's generally a very good newspaper.
This applies also to KCRA and the hiring of Rob Stutzman. Now,
No. That is not KCRA. That's Channel 13. So get that straight.
KOVR. Okay. But irrespective, that the hiring of, and I haven't followed up on that one, but it's precisely the same thing that you're not giving full disclosure. Now, it may be true that Stutzman, and indeed, one of your callers said that Atkinson is a hard case conservative. So
Russ,
maybe not.
I have to say, I got to jump in here. We love you, but you are long-winded. You are more long-winded than I am, if that's possible.
That
so if you can get cut right to the chase, because we have time considerations here. You go off on paragraphs and Baroque tangents and things, and you're the one who thought that Phil Angelides was going to win, and you were going to bet on it. And guess what? You're not going to win,
I'll tell you the day after and tell you that. And I'm not happy with where things are, but at least he's being more combative. But the point is real simple. It's called media responsibility. The media's responsibility to us as consumers is not the bottom line. It is that they give us a full and open disclosure of what it is they're doing and why they're
doing it. Yeah, and if they don't do it, what do we do in response?
Well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, people are saying I won't subscribe. I won't do that. That doesn't make any sense. I want to know what they're saying. But what you do is you continue to hold them accountable by letters to the editor, by phone calls, by showing up at the office. There are a variety of ways you can do it. And
do you happen to have Armando Acuna's email address? Somebody send it to me. I don't have the Sunday paper where it usually resides.
Acuna@sacb.com.
A Acuna, A-C-U-N-A,
right,
at sacb.com. All right, let's hope that that's correct. Russ, I thank you very much for the call.
All right, I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, all right, thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Remember, you can email me, Enid@kctc.com. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. If I were to ask you, who are you listening to, would you know, if I were having a pop quiz, would you know what station you're listening to? I'm going to have to try to do a pop quiz just to make sure you're not asleep at the wheel here. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. And now time to check into traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West. Okay, so pop quiz, Enid. Are you there? We have got a very much of a traffic hazard going on. Southbound I-5, Laguna Boulevard, a three-car crash. Westbound 50 just east of Bradshaw Road. Eastbound 50 at East Bidwell. And westbound 50 just west of 48th Street. And so I was going to say to Enid that what are all those? Hit and runs in the hit and run capital of California. Very interesting. 55 for the low. Highs coming up tomorrow. Right around 75 that works. 69 at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. The morning retort.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Playing with too much.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against.
the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking about the usual flea market of ideas. And if you were just joining us, first of all, let me add this to the conversation. First, we have been talking about John Doolittle, Deep Doolittle. More allegations coming out about him. More allegations that there have been lots more meetings with the Department of Justice than he's willing to admit with prosecutors and his attorney. When he says he's not a target of he's not a target. They typically don't send out target letters until they're ready to indict you. So that doesn't mean anything. It's just slippery language that he is being investigated. He is under investigation. So those of you who are on the fence with Deep Doolittle, I want you to consider it, because if that shoe drops, if he were elected, which I hope he isn't, if that shoe drops, there's got to be a special election like they had down in San Diego when Duke Cunningham was led off to the pokey. And maybe those two can be roommates together. Wouldn't that be really sweet? And then it emerges that some years back, John Doolittle stood up as a character witness for a dentist who was accused and charged with drugging his female patients and then sexually molesting them and doing it repeatedly. And John Doolittle testified as to what a great guy this was because they were members of the same church. And on the basis of those character, buttressing the guy's character, standing up for the guy's character, the guy got off with amounted to a slap on the wrist for what he could have gotten, and then was free to abuse more women, drug them, and abuse them until finally more stringent action was taken. That guy's brother just contributed quite a nice little amount to the John Doolittle campaign. You can find that out by going to the FEC website. All of that is there. So those are some of the new revelations about John Doolittle. We're talking about Stan Atkinson's piece in The Bee today. The Bee Should Never Have Run It. Stan's on the PG&E payroll. If they were going to run it, which they shouldn't have, they should have fully disclosed that Stan was being paid by PG&E, and they did not. So two strikes, and the B is out on that particular issue. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. C.W. Nevius doesn't think that Phil should be the Republican governor, or the Democratic governor, because he's too wonky. This is what you want in a governor. You want someone who will read those details, because who else wants to do that? 349-1320. And I got this from one of you. Rasmussen, has got the report that there's only 9 points difference between Phil and Schwartzy. But now this is Alex emailing me, and he says there's a margin of error at 4.5% in that poll. So he thinks that Phil's best case is a tie. In addition, Arnold has favorability rating of 57%, and unfavorable is a 42%. Phil is at a 44 favorable with a 53 unfavorable. Remarkably, only 3% are unsure of how they feel about Phil. While Phil, down by 9 points, feels about right to me at this point, Alex says, with the exception that the final result will be tighter as Democrats return to Phil. The favorability ratings are surprising. This basically tells me that as people have gotten to know Phil, they've decided that they don't like him. What's not to like? So maybe it's this pro-Arnold media narrative that's going on. Also, New York Times reporting that all these conservative talk hosts were invited to the White House in order for Conservative talk host, in order to get more propaganda juice going for the administration. Something we always thought was happening, but we've never seen it so clearly delineated. 349-1320, John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi there. Well, basically, I want to talk about is that, you know, I think the Republicans catch on early when they realize that people drive, you know, long distance to work and to home every day, so they have to listen to something. And I think it's a lot more interesting than listening to people arguing rather than radio on a song or whatever. So I think they caught on to that and developed this talk post and, you know, making it called a conservative talk. And another thing is, it's like the 1530 in Sacramento before you guys, I listened to them too because they injected other programs like the investment and things for the elderly and things like that. And guess what? By doing that, some of those guests actually injecting some of the conservative idea into their listening.
Well, that's right. I hope you're not still listening to them. I hope you're listening to us more.
Well, the thing is,
and a lot of those investment shows that are on the weekend, can I tell you, it's called paid programming. Those people pay to be on.
Right. So,
it's not like they're neutral observers either. They're often selling their own services. I just want to give you that as a heads up.
Well, see, I'm concerning for you guys financially because, you know, and I think that maybe you guys could salvage your station by injecting more services, you know, from outside. And they could, you know, help finance.
Well, we are doing just fine, actually. We are doing very well. We are not Air America. We take their programming, but we are not owned by Air America. We are owned by Intercom, which is a very big radio ownership. Okay. So I don't want you to think that we're walking around in tatters and with begging cups out. We're not.
Yeah. But I'm glad that
And as all of you are taking your homework assignment seriously of telling 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here.
Yeah.
Then
I do that every day.
Yeah, we appreciate it because we have billboards up now. We haven't had much advertising, but now we have some. And so I think people, the word of mouth begins to create a bigger and bigger audience. And if you want this kind of radio, where smart and funny and really good radio, compelling talk radio, you need to tell people because the biggest insurance for a radio station like this is a big audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good to hear that you guys can be able to compete the real. You know, 1530, because I don't listen to them anymore.
Oh, good. Well, we're happy. We have friends over there, but we're happy you're listening over here, John. Thank you so much. 349-1320, 866 2613-20, Alice in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alice.
Hi. I just want to make a remark that I think the California voters are kind of stupid. This will be the third movie star we've voted for. And the other two weren't so hot either. We had Murphy as a senator, and we had Ronald Reagan, who was no great shakes either.
No.
And I would also like to weigh in. A second remark is that I think it's kind of unfair to give corporate welfare to the maloofs. I don't know why the poor people have to finance the millionaires in this country.
Isn't that just too depressing? Isn't that just amazing that they were trying to the regressive tax, among the most regressive, for people who are never going to be able to afford a ticket to anything at a new arena. And those are the people, every time they buy a light bulb, every time they buy a can of tuna, for 15 years are going to be helping to support the maloofs.
Well, the other thing was Ronald Reagan always believed in a user tax. He believed that if you use it, you ought to pay for it. So as far as I'm concerned, those who use it ought to pay for it. And that goes for all the good conservatives that follow his thesis.
Well, you're talking about users. I think the biggest users are the maloofs. Those are really big users, and they're trying to use us. So I'm happy to see this whole thing. It looks to me like it's going to go down in flames. And, Alice, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, here it is, a list of some of the worst, a list of the dumbest, some of the dumbest congressmen. This is the biggest fools on the Hill. Senator Jim Bunning, Republican of Kentucky. They're saying that Patrick Kennedy is not too is not too bright. But I like Patrick Kennedy, so I don't. I'm not going to agree with that. Senator Conrad Burns, not too bright. Representative Cynthia McKinney, who lost. Jean Schmidt, Republican of Ohio. They don't think she's too bright. They don't have any nice things to say about Barbara Boxer, but I like Barbara Boxer a lot, so I'm going to ignore that. They think that J.D. Hayworth, Republican of Arizona, is a dope.
pride of having a team, you know, amidst your a community that basically pulls the community
together. The California Highway Patrol and National Weather Service has issued an Amber Alert. Trevor Ward Jr. was abducted from Oakland, California. Trevor Ward Jr. is a 2-year-old black male last seen wearing a white shirt, blue jeans, and white shoes. The second victim, Sabrina Brown, is a 29-year-old, 5'9" tall, 220-pound black female with black hair and brown eyes. Last seen wearing white and green fleece top with a zipper in the front and blue jeans. The suspect is Trevor Ward Sr., a 27-year-old black male, 5'6" tall, weighing 175 pounds with black hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing a white t-shirt, blue jeans, and black socks. The suspect was last seen driving a dark blue.
Ian Goldstein, I guess that was some emergency alert that just comes through. So we apologize for that, but there's nothing we can do about it. That just happens. So bear with us. Anyway, we were talking about the dumbest of the dumb Congress, and this is a ranking by Radar and Radar Magazine. And the dumbest of the dumb is, of course, Catherine Harris. It's such a joke now, but taken so seriously when she swayed the election to Dickey the first time. Isn't that just amazing? I mean, isn't that, you just see what a whack job this woman is and what her role has been. And, of course, they used her, and now it's adios to her. The first Bush-appointed chairman of U.S. Election Assistance Commission says that there are no standards for e-voting devices and that the system is ripe for stealing elections. Would this be one reason why Dick and Dickey are so relaxed about the coming election? Do you think that this must be one of the reasons, or do they have some sort of an October surprise up their sleeves? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. Well, you're going to need a jacket tonight because it's going to be a little bit breezy. Lows 50. Highs coming up tomorrow around 72. We are at 69 here in the River City and in our traffic. A couple of stop downs. I-5 just past J Street. It looks like southbound I-5. And northbound 99 and on to Cap City Freeway just past Arden Way. We do have a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello,
world. Want to keep up on what's going on in your community? Go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You'll find out about political happenings, cultural events, concerts, and more.
Really? They thought of everything.
Don't just sit there. Do something and make a difference.
Make a difference. If we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
Find out how you can get involved.
And be sure to bookmark it.
The events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel action calendar. The film Sir, No Sir is the untold story of the GI movement to end the war in Vietnam. This award-winning film by David Zeiger will be shown on Wednesday, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the Coloma Community Center Auditorium, 4623 T Street in Sacramento. The movie explores the anti-war efforts not on the nation's college campuses, but in barracks and on aircraft carriers. It flourished in Army stockades and Navy brigs. It penetrated military colleges like West Point and spread throughout the battlefields of Vietnam. Yet today, few people know about the GI movement against the war. That's Wednesday, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the Coloma Community Center, Sir, No Sir. An admission of $5 to $10 is requested, with all proceeds supporting ongoing efforts to create local progressive media productions, including the Media Edge series on local access TV. More information is on the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Local and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
$5,000 8:39 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. So here it is. The first Bush-appointed chair of U.S. Election Assistance Commission says no standards exist for e-voting devices, that the system is ripe for stealing elections. Former chair says he was, quote, deceived. So then this is Brad Blog. It has obtained an exclusive partial transcript from a recent unaired interview by a major broadcast network with a former U.S. Elections Assistant Commission Chair, Reverend DeForest Soares. Soares was appointed by Dickey as the first chair of a commission created by the federal Help America Vote Act. And the Help America Vote Act was put in place by Congressman Ney, who has just been hauled off to the pokey. He's just pleaded guilty for all kinds of fraud and illegalities. I mean, this is a guy who doesn't want any kind of a paper trail because he says, you know, if you're disabled, we don't want your privacy compromised. Well, we'd like to have a fair election is what we'd have, and I don't think it's an either-or situation. This man who had been in charge of this election commission says that he believes he was deceived by both the White House and Congress and that they were never very serious about election reform. I mean, this all came about after the 2000 election. Why didn't we see through this then? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So my question is, what do you think the Republicans have in mind for an October surprise? Some kind of a terrorist incident? Is it some kind of stealing the election? John in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
I just make comment on that October surprise. I was listening to Dick Cheney this morning on the Rush Limbaugh show, and he had mentioned something about he felt that there was going to be an end to term limits for politicians. Maybe that's what they have in mind for their October surprise. They're just going to say, well, we decided we're going to put an end to term limits or something like that.
Oh, you mean Dickey gets to run again? I don't think they can't.
Oh, yeah.
No, that isn't. What do you think the October, if I were to ask you, John, what do you think the October surprise might be from the Republicans? Hello? Can you hear me?
No, I guess he can't.
Oh, he's gone. All right. What kind of an October surprise do you think that we can expect from the Republicans? 349-1320. Well, it turns out there are no standards for the voting systems, that the White House made things worse through the passage of the Help America Vote Act, due to underfunding and lack of attention, and the election reform that was supposed to be overseen. We now have, according to somebody who was in charge of all this stuff, an inability to trust the technology that we use to count the votes in our American democracy, even as we're spending $1 billion a week in Iraq. We know more today about how to build a machine to take pictures of rocks on Mars than we do about how to build a machine to safeguard the American right to vote. And here's the thing that was so basic. An accurate vote count is so basic that we can't really even trust that our votes are going to be counted or they're not going to be manipulated. We already know the old tricks, and this is what they used in Ohio. One old trick is, you know, in a heavily Democratic area, you have one voting machine and it's broken. That's one old trick. But now you can have a lot of voting machines, and you can hack into those machines, and nobody is going to know that you've done it, and you can alter the tally. One person can do it. If you were planning an October surprise as a Republican, what would it be? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Huey in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Huey.
Well, I think what I would do if I were Karl Rove and those folks is I would claim about three, 4 days before the election that we'd caught Osama bin Laden. You know, and I'd use a lookalike model or something like that, you know. And
you like when Saddam Hussein had all those doubles, that they all had the same hair dye and the mustaches, and you never knew which one was Osama.
So we just put together an Osama double, and we claim we caught him, and then it turns out afterwards we didn't. We say, oops, well, we thought we did.
So that would be here's what happens. You got to buy a lot of insurance for that double's family because someone's liable to take matters into their own hands.
That's true, but you know, this is a group of folks that don't care about any of that stuff. I mean, you want to talk about a group of ingrates. I mean, Catherine Harris put baby Bush in the White House,
right?
And they have done nothing for her over the years.
Well, she's an embarrassment at this point.
Well, it doesn't matter. They should be beyond embarrassment. You help your friends, you know. And then the other.
I think she's been a target of the investigation as well.
Oh, I think so. The other thing that frankly worries me is just what you said, is that there's going to be massive computer hacking. It's no accident that when Bob Ney put in the Help America Vote Act, that the condition for states to get money is that they not have a paper trail. And nobody, no serious person can believe that Bob Ney gave two hoots in hell for the disabled. That was all about setting it up to manipulate the election.
Well, there is an absentee county absentee ballot flaw that Sacramento County, excuse me, has affected Sacramento County. And we've also heard that the postage wasn't correct on the absentee ballots. If you're sending them in, you need to add more postage. Now, we've also heard from people saying that the counties involved will absorb the postage, or the state will. I don't know. But I would say be careful. Be sure you have the correct postage. You don't want it coming back. And maybe just bringing it in on the day of the election would be the way to solve it, although that sort of goes against the grain of why you've got absentee voting, so that you don't have to go down to the polls on the day of the election. But the fact that we're all nervous about the count is not a good thing for democracy.
No, it isn't. It's very bad. But you got to understand, these people who are in power now don't care about democracy.
No, they don't. No, no. It's just a marketing ploy to get people to vote for them.
They're all about winning. They're all about keeping power. I mean, to me, the most disgraceful thing about the Foley case was that when these guys had to choose between protecting kid victims and covering up for a sexual predator to stay in power, that was a no-brainer for them. They just covered up for the predator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
You are exactly right. Huey, thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Joe in Elk Grove. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. October surprise? What would you anticipate?
Well, the fix is in. We've had plenty of time to get the Diebold machines up and running, and I'm sure that by now they've perfected their science in terms of dictating the outcome on any of these elections. The problem is it's so complex that the average person can't really understand what's really going on. And it's unfortunate because, you know, this has become a political structure for the rich. And most of these people who are running, I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans, are very wealthy people. And if you watch Lou Dobbs the other day on Larry King, he's pretty disgusted with both parties, and for the very reasons that most people in the middle class espouse, and that is nobody really feels represented anymore.
Well, that is true. And the tax cuts, the things that what the administration is doing, they're doing them on the backs of working people, on the backs of the working poor, and on the backs of the middle class, so that the richest and their rich friends can benefit.
Well, I mean, it's the rich being supported by the richer, you know, I mean.
That's right, and we are the losers, but I'm going to tell you, we are complicit in our own losing here. You can't lose, you know, people can't put you down without your agreement, and you can't lose unless you just do nothing. What did Hannah Arendt say about the Holocaust? That all that was needed was for good people to do nothing, and that's what happened.
Well, isn't that what we have now? I mean, Reagan used to talk about the silent majority. Isn't that what we have now?
Well, I think people people better get a clue before it's too late, and maybe it is too late. Joe, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Ken in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hello there, Enid. I just wanted to say I really think you're smarter than your one comment about the post office returning ballots because lack of postage. Come on, they did that last time, and they still let them go through.
Well, I don't know. Did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay, but why was that so poorly planned? That the postage is incorrect on the absentee ballots?
Why? Because they have people not being very careful about their work, which you find in every place in the entire country.
I'm going to tell you something. I have to tell you a little story. It's not about voting, but it was about paying my taxes. I was filing my tax returns, you know, the stuff that goes to the IRS and then the stuff that goes to the state. You know, you have an envelope for one, you got an envelope for another, and I didn't know what the proper postage was. So guess what? I went down to the post office. They waited. This is when I realized you have to send these things return receipt requested. This has got to be the best, you know, that's the way to do it. But I sent it off. And they waited. They told me what the postage was. They, you know, they did put a stamp on it. or metered it, whatever. Do you know that it came back to me? A week or two later, they put too little postage on, and the IRS, I think like 13 cents was due or something. The IRS sent it back, and I thought, geez, I'm glad there was enough time. I would have, you know, gotten dinged for whatever the penalty was, I guess.
Yeah, well, the post office sent it back, not the IRS. But
no, I think I think the my thought was that the IRS sent it back, but maybe not. No.
No, they don't have scales of justice there.
they stick it in.
But the other thing about people and voting, they're all about 8 or 9 months too late, or 2 years too late on doing anything for the elections. They should be out finding candidates that are worth voting for, not waiting until 2 weeks before and worrying about the worst of the best to vote for. That's the problem with this country. People are too damn lazy, and all they want to do is pitch.
Again, and on that perky note, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. Dean in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dean.
Hello, Enid. How are you?
I'm good.
I am calling from the dark side. I'm a token Republican, the black sheep of a family of Democrats, but I want to tell you, I love your show. I listen to it every day.
Well, thank you.
And I was thinking back in 1988 when I think it was the Bush campaign pulled the Willie Horton to beat Dukakis. And
right.
I'm thinking maybe his son may have something up his sleeve like that.
Only it won't be a Willie Horton. It'll be a terrorist.
Oh, you're right.
It'll be
right.
Some kind of a terrorist that they figure out something to do with a guy. I like the Osama bin Laden look-alike. And Halloween is coming, too, so, you know, no shortage of candidates.
Well, keep up the good work. I'm glad you're a voice on the left, too, to keep things balanced.
Dean, I'm delighted that you called. I hope you call us again.
Absolutely.
Thank you. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. It looks like our traffic over there on Southbound 99 is peaking up just a little bit. It went down. It's come up. It's the Lucky Tuesday, so I can see how it goes back and forth. Northbound Cab City Freeway at Arden Way, we have a three-car crash. Florin Road at Reese Road, Southbound I-5 at Laguna Boulevard, and westbound 50 just west of 48. Lows tonight, 55. Highs coming up tomorrow, 72. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed,
prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you with high-quality personal care at an affordable cost. Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about all kinds of things, our usual stew of ideas, a good little scoop on deep doo-doo-doo little, and we are also talking about the possibility of an October surprise. What do you think that the Republicans would pull? Some of you have some good ideas, like I think it would have something to do with terrorism. Which is the card they have been playing, fear, another card that they've been playing. Somebody said they'd get an Osama bin Laden lookalike and bring him in time for the election. What do you think they will pull besides going in and hacking the voting machines, which is probably the most obvious thing they might do? Bob in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Bob?
Hello.
Welcome.
Am I on the air?
You are. Welcome, Bob.
Are you mine right now?
Okay. Yes, until 7.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I got, you know, sometimes people boast and they really don't, they can't back up their boastfulness. I think the surprise is going to be Mr. Rove can't pull one this time. And I have my reasons. There was during the Civil War, there was after the Battle of the Wilderness where Grant got about one out of three of his troops got wounded. And he still outnumbered the Confederates. One of his riders comes up, what are we going to do? What's Bobby Lee going to do tomorrow, General Grant? And General Grant says, stop talking that way. He says, let's talk about what we're going to do tomorrow. And I think the attitude, you know, hell, let Rove talk about his surprises and everything else. Just get out there and vote and put on your, mail your absentee ballot and observe at your the political station.
People are saying that you need to bring in your absentee ballot to the polling place to be sure it's optically scanned.
Well, what happened with me is we mailed in our absentee ballots with, it said postage will be paid by addressee. And the reason that is, they say there's not enough people in our district now to open a polling place, so that's
you have to vote absentee.
That's right. So, and it did say postage we paid by addressee. Both my wife and I voted absentee, and we've already voted. And you know, there's of course we our October surprises. Neither one of us even went off for a Republican this time. Once in a while, we'll throw one in there, just maybe for dog catcher or something, but we didn't. But I just want to let you know, it's not what Lee's going to do next. It's what we're going to do next.
Bob, I like that. I like that very much, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, Ben. And
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
He was one of the signature voices of CBS News for decades. Christopher Glenn retired earlier this year and sadly died today of liver cancer. He was 68. He will be remembered for that distinctive voice and the intelligence behind it. Many of his colleagues were also fans. For the last 7 years of his career, Chris Glenn anchored the World News Roundup every weekday morning. There are new rules for handling suspected terrorists now that President Bush has signed the Military Commissions Act. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
For those of us in the radio news business, Chris, calling it a bill he knows will save lives, President Bush hailed the new law's authorization of the CIA program of interrogating terror suspects.
This program has been one of the most successful intelligence efforts in American history. It has helped prevent attacks on our country.
Mr. Bush again vowed the U.S. would abide by the Geneva Conventions and not engage in torture, but unspecified aggressive practices can be used by CIA interrogators if approved by President Bush and spelled out in an executive order. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The new law does not end the battle. Anthony Romero is executive director of the ACLU.
The fact that this Congress and this Senate and this president have signed into law a bill that is flatly unconstitutional and un-American really is an affront to the American people.
Court challenges are pending. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports former FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford made his court appearance today.
After pleading guilty to two misdemeanor counts, Crawford told reporters,
"This was my fault, no one else's, and I accept full responsibility."
For what he called errors and omissions, he failed to disclose holdings he and his wife had in companies significantly regulated by the FDA when he was a top official there. Jail time is not expected, maximum fine $100,000 on each count. He and the government have agreed on a softer penalty, although the judge isn't bound by that.
Enron founder Ken Lay was convicted of fraud and conspiracy in the company's spectacular collapse, but today a federal judge in Houston threw out the conviction because Lay died in July without having a chance to appeal. Don't worry about seafood, says a new report from the Institute of Medicine, and CBS News medical contributor Dr. Sean Kniff agrees wholeheartedly.
For your everyday average U.S. adult, we should be increasing our fish consumption. The benefits that you get from eating fish from a cardiovascular standpoint generally outweigh the risks you're going to get from any possible contaminant.
The report says pregnant women, women who are breastfeeding, and children should limit their seafood consumption to avoid exposure to mercury. The Dow has a longer climb to 12,000 now. It fell 30 points today, closing at 11,950. The Nasdaq down nearly 19 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Susan.
I'm at a gas station in Austin, and my brother just called me, and he has locked himself out of my truck. I'm standing 200 miles away from him.
Can I have your four-digit security PIN number?
507.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send an unlock signal to the vehicle.
That's why I sold my Ford truck and I bought a Denali and a Hummer.
Well, there you go.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Your vehicle doors are unlocked now.
The doors are unlocked?
Yep.
Let me call the cell phone he called me on. Brett, they're unlocked? Okay. OnStar, I love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for using OnStar.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Actor Wesley Snipes is starring in a new role, Wanted Man. CBS News correspondent Peter King has the story.
His screen credits include U.S. Marshals.
I got set up from the word go.
But it's the IRS who's saying Snipes and two other men set them up with phony tax returns and payments, and for 6 years, no returns.
The conspiracy count and fraudulent claim count each carry a maximum penalty of up to 5 years imprisonment and a $200,000 fine.
U.S. Attorney Paul Perez says Snipes owes $12 million in back taxes, all from when he lived here in Central Florida. And now the U.S. Marshals are looking for him. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Snipes' current whereabouts are unknown. Madonna today answered critics who say she and her husband Guy Ritchie used their celebrity status to shortcut the adoption process in Malawi. The year-old boy is now with them in their London home. Madonna says they did everything according to the law, like everyone else who adopts a child. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour 4 of the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We are talking about a lot of different things, so if you are just joining us, first of all, I want to let you know we've got some wonderful guests coming up. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about guns, which nobody is talking about. If you notice that it hasn't come up at all in this election season, Arnold Grossman, who is an old friend of mine and has worked with a lot of political figures, Mo Udall and Leon Panetta and Bruce Babbitt and Dick Lamb and Gary Hart and people like that on gun issues, has written a book called One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epidemic. So we're going to be talking with him tomorrow on Tuesday, the 24th. The well-known and distinguished Simon Winchester will be with us in the studio. His new book, A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906. And on Thursday, Tess Gerritsen, who in her other life, when she's not being a blockbuster writer, is an MD, an internist, I am told. And she's in Sacramento because the Sacramento Bee has a book club featuring her. And so she will be with us live in studio, and we're looking forward to that. And that's on Thursday, October the 26th. So this is next week, except for Arnold, who will be with us tomorrow. That's what's going on. What's also going on is that you can always call me, 349-1320, or 866-626-1320. All calls to Enid Live are toll-free. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We have been talking about a number of things, and let me begin by saying I'm told that the Los Angeles Times is working on this story, but I don't know if it's true or not. It was sort of the scoop that we began with. And the scoop is that sometime back, Deep Doo Doo Doolittle testified on behalf of a dentist who was accused and later charged with drugging and molesting his female patients. And the molestation is pretty graphic and pretty ugly. And because Doolittle vouched for his character, the guy initially got off with essentially a rap on the knuckles, which allowed him to go out and molest more women, drug him and molest him and keep this thing going for a while until finally the law caught up with him. And I think there was a permanent revocation of his dental license, and I think he did some jail time. So I think what it does is it sort of calls into play Doolittle's ethics. It calls into play his judgment. And certainly with Jack Abramoff being his good friend, absolutely calls that into play right now. I think there is relevance for right now. And I think Jack Abramoff was his good friend because Jack Abramoff was paying him, was greasing the skids. One of you called yesterday, a gay man, who said that you could always tell a Republican gay man, a log cabin Republican, because right very early in the conversation he'd be talking about my money and how he wants to make more of it and wants to pay less of it in taxes, my money. And I'm wondering if that isn't the barometer for Republicans generally. Selling out for money, they begin to see it as my money, 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 money. So here you have Doolittle, who is willing to risk his position, who is willing to risk his character, his integrity, in case he ever had any. And it was all for sale. And it was for sale to the highest bidder. In this case, it was Jack Abramoff. So that his wife, he was trying to get his wife a job with Abramoff, and that didn't happen. So instead, she collects 15% of anything he brings in, of what Doolittle brings in. And she did. And every time Jack Abramoff was able to get Doolittle to do a voting favor for him, money magically appeared to Julie Doolittle. She didn't have to do anything for it. So events that were supposed to happen that never really happened, that she was being paid for, simply, you know, She would get money for it. So there you have that situation. And in the B today, we're also talking about Stan Atkinson, who's being paid quite a lot of money by PG&E to flack for PG&E, to take his good reputation. And, you know, what the hey, if you can't turn your reputation into money, I guess what was the point of having one? So he is flacking for PG&E. We've seen him in the commercials. We've seen him in the radio spots. Stan is a lovely man, an old friend of mine. He's been lovely to me. But I broke my heart to see him doing it. Well, you know, who am I to talk? He's getting quite a lot of money for doing it. It's being reported in the neighborhood of about $250,000, maybe $300,000. But, and if that's what he wants to do with his reputation in his retirement, yeah, I guess you can do what you want with your reputation. But for him to write an op-ed piece in the B today and for the B to run it is pretty bad. That's number one. And number two, for the B not to require full disclosure that Stan is on the payroll of PG&E is pretty horrible, too. So it doesn't matter. It seems like one of the hallmarks of being a Republican is you sell yourself out. You whore yourself out. You pimp yourself out for as much as you can get. And then you try to pretend that you're bipartisan, which is what that former Arnold spokesman is doing on Channel 13. These are all people that I don't know the Stutzman guy, but I do know Bruno Cohen, who runs that station. And Bruno's a wonderful guy and an old friend and all of that stuff. But, geez, how do you pass somebody off as a nonpartisan person when he was being paid $10,000 a month by the Republican Party? 349-1320-866-626-1320. And we're talking about the integrity of the voting process. We're not sure that our vote will be properly counted. And we're talking about what an October surprise could consist of from the Republicans. And also, I want to throw this in. We are giving away Bill Durston. We're closed now, but when we're open from 9 to 5 or so, we're giving away Bull Durston for Congress t-shirts here at AM 1320. Just come over to the station, the radio station, and at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield, and we'll give you one. So this is one of the, you can sleep in it, you can wear it around, you can be an ambulatory billboard for a really wonderful candidate who I would love to see win over Dan Lundgren. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Shirley in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Couple of small things. My husband's always saying funny things when we're listening to you. He said that Brown, what's his first name?
Charlie Brown
should have put out signs with Doolittle's name on it that says, you know, for sale by owner, with a picture of Doolittle for sale by owner. So he wanted to...
Who is doing the talking? Shirley, who is doing the talking while you're moving your lips over there?
I know. He's driving, so I won't let him
go. Oh, so you can't jump out of the car, can
you? And he can't hear you anyway.
Power. So Charlie should have...
Last week, what I want to tell you, last week I called in and you took like 10 or 15 calls. I hung on and hung on and hung on for like 25 minutes and finally gave up. But I called in, you were talking about George Bush and all the books that he had read. He'd read like 53 books this year.
So he says...
Randy, my husband, said comic books don't count.
Oh, you were so mean.
Oh, yes.
He said he read 53 books and 3 Shakespeares, but he never said the title of those 3.
Yeah.
Does anybody say...
Shakespeare comedies, right?
Yeah, no kidding. By John Shakespeare. Cliff Notes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let you have those little tidbits.
Thank you so much, Shirley. We appreciate it.
Bye.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. Here are the, you can, if you are in the military and you, you know, conk out while you're in the military or even, I guess, afterward, there are all kinds of signs that you can put up on your grave. There are all kinds of grave markers that indicate your religion. And the military has long embraced religious diversity, as long as the practice does not interfere with duties or harms to others. So they've got about 38 different religious markers that you can put up on your gravesite, except for one. Here are the symbols allowed by the VA. Include various styles of Christian crosses, the Jewish Star of David, emblems for Buddhism, Islam, the Native American Church of North America, which uses hallucinogenic peyotes, plants in its rituals, and atheists, whose symbol is a basic atomic structure. I didn't know that atheists had a symbol. So here we have the symbols by the VA includes various styles of Christian crosses, the Jewish Star of David, emblems for Buddhism, Islam, and the Native American Church of North America, atheists. And there's only one that they won't allow. They won't allow, if you're a Wiccan, they won't allow that on your grave. It doesn't matter that you're not around anymore to do Wiccan things, which, and I'm sure Wiccans are good witches. Which witch is that? Is that a sandwich or a good, or Glinda the Good Witch? Anyway, but here is somebody who has been fighting for nearly a decade to have the emblem of his faith engraved on the headstones of veterans buried in federal cemeteries. The application was filed in 1997 with the Department of Veterans Affairs for use of the pentacle, which is a five-pointed star surrounded by a circle, and it's still pending. Now, it's been almost 10 years from 1997. Davis and other Wiccans, who sometimes describe themselves as pagans or witches, say it is time for the VA to recognize their religion, which worships nature and employs the practice of magic. The battle over grave markers gained a higher profile recently with a dispute over a Wiccan serviceman's headstone in Nevada and a lawsuit that was filed in late September on behalf of two churches and three Wiccans. The federal suit seeks to compel the VA to provide Wiccans the same recognition it affords to 38 other groups, including atheists, who can have symbols of their belief sandblasted onto the headstones. The lawsuit was filed in Washington, D.C. by the ACLU against Veterans Affairs Secretary R. James Nicholson, and the VA's Burial and Memorial Unit points out that by one survey, there are 1,800 Wiccans in the military. The military has long embraced religious diversity, as long as it doesn't get in the way of what you're doing. Now, there was a church in San Francisco that Anton LaVey headed, and correct me, somebody will remember the exact name of the church, but it was the Church of Satan, I think, or something like that. So could you have that on your dog tag? Could you have that on your headstone? You can't be a Wiccan, I know, but they probably wouldn't put whatever the symbol is for the Church of Satan, they probably wouldn't put that up either. What was the name of that? Church of Satan is what sticks in my mind. But anybody remembers from San Francisco, and not that long ago either, and I think it was a house that maybe the Jefferson Airplane once used to live in or somebody like that, and it was all painted black and purple. And then is what happens with a lot of these groups. The leader was unmasked as being not what he wanted you to believe he was, but he was somebody else entirely, and it went on and on and on. But nonetheless, this is really why you don't ever want to have prayer in school. Because if you're a member of the Church of Satan, you might want to have your Satan prayers in school, whatever those might consist of. Or if you're a member of some other group that whose prayers might be annoying at the very least or offensive at the most to somebody else. You know, this is the beauty about this of this country is that you can pray wherever you are. You can do it quietly, silently to yourself. I mean, what's this business about praying out loud so that the whole universe, so that you market your piety, which is what this administration has been up to? 349-1320-866-620-613-20. So here's my question. My question is, should the Wiccans be able to put on their headstones, should they be able to burn their symbol, which is a pentacle, surrounded by a circle, a five-pointed star, surrounded by a circle, on their headstones? Should they be allowed to do that? There has been an application that was filed in 1997 with the Department of Veteran Affairs for use of the pentacle. And so far, they're sitting on it. They haven't had enough time to think it over. It's only been almost 10 years. They have to ponder this and ponder the political implications. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you. We do have some accidents going on westbound 50 just west of Power Inn Road. 50 westbound 50 at northbound I-5. And southbound I-5 just south of Sutterville Road. We have 2 and 3 car crashes. Southbound 99 at eastbound Mack Road. The disabled vehicle is blocking our freeway service. We have lows tonight, 55. Highs coming up tomorrow near 72. We're at 69 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
I
sunny day with tonight's AccuTerror forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerror is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerror radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, up to a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of here. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to hallswindowcenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
I've been walking through your streets for all your
6:23 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320. You can join the conversation. I think we have a line open, 349-1320, 866, 620, 6-1320. You've got to, you know, before we go back to serious things, Ellen Barkin, in case you were believing those rumors that George Clooney might be gay, Ellen Barkin has stoked rumors of a romance on the set of Ocean's 13 by declaring, yes, I have, and she said a word that I cannot say on radio, yes, she has essentially slept with George Clooney. She said, I always heard that George had amazing chemistry with all of his co-stars. She says, if you don't have chemistry with George Clooney, you need to check your pulse. Well, okay. I think he's really lovely. By the way, See the Queen, when it comes to Sacramento, starring Helen Mirren. It's not as great as the reviews would have you believe, but it's awfully good. And Helen Mirren is magnificent always. All right, here it is. This just in. Disgraced former Congressman Mark Foley, who claimed that he was sexually abused by a Roman Catholic clergyman when he was a teen, will reveal the man's identity to the Archdiocese of Miami, said his attorney. Do you think that it's somebody who's still alive, or do you think he's picking the bones of a dead person who may or may not have had anything to do? We're talking about issues that happened 36 to 38 years ago, said an attorney. He said this is all part of the healing process for Mark Foley. He thinks it's important to go ahead and bring this information out and hope and encourage other people who have been similarly abused to go ahead and come forward. Do you believe that he's bringing it out so that other people can heal and that he can heal? Or is he bringing it out because he needs a good excuse and he wants to go back to being a lobbyist on K Street? What's your thought? Anyway, Foley says that he is going to reveal the man's identity of the priest who molested him. I don't know quite when that's going to happen, but he says it's going to happen. He will reveal the identity, maybe not publicly, but to the Archdiocese of Miami. Your thoughts about that? Well, we're also talking about Wiccan. If you're a Wiccan, should you have that on your headstone? Listen, if you died in service to this country, here's my thought. If you died in service to this country one way or the other, whether a natural death or an unnatural one, you can have anything you want on your headstone, is my view of it. If you're the Church of Harold the Carrot God, you can have that on your headstone, too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Don in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Oh, hi. Yeah, you were referring earlier to the Church of Satan. In San Francisco, it was actually the Church of Set, S-E-T, and there's a number of really strange things about that.
Well, wait, I don't remember it being called that. Are you talking about the one that Anton LaVey headed up?
Yeah, and then later it was headed up by a fellow named Michael Aquino, and it turned into the Church of Set. It's the same building.
But what was it called when LaVey headed it? It was the Church of Satan?
The Church of Satan, yeah.
Yeah, then I was right about that. Okay.
Yeah. Anton LaVey, there's a curious tale with that. When it was under Anton LaVey, some of the rock and roll connections were it was called Hotel California because it was on California Street. So that album, if you open up Hotel California, that song is about the Church of Satan. And if you open up the inside cover, it's completely empty. And on the second floor, you can see a man, bald man, in the very distance, and that's Anton LaVey.
Is that true? I never heard that.
That is true. Open up.
This is not. If you play Sergeant Pepper backward, you're hearing satanic messages. This is actually true.
No. It's actually true. And it's very obviously Anton LaVey in that album cover. The other amazing thing is when it turned into the Church of Set, it was headed up by at the time a major in the Army named Michael Aquino. And Michael Aquino is famous for a couple of things. For once, he was briefly under indictment under the Presidio molestation case, which sort of came and went, at the same time that the West Point molestation case sort of came and went and was dropped under mysterious circumstances. He's also famous because he's the fellow that petitioned the military to allow him to wear, an issued upside-down pentagram. And he actually got military attorneys to actually defend him. And he did, in fact, win the right, and you have the right, if you want, much the way that you can have, a standard-sized, military-issued, whatever, have to be certain standards.
You can wear it around your neck, but you can't put it on your gravestone. Is that right?
Yeah, no, apparently. And so he did, in fact, much like the crucifix or the Star of David has to be...
Now, how are you so well-versed in all of this?
I just thought it was an interesting case.
Were you a member of the Church of Satan?
No.
That was a long time to say no.
Yeah, so it was a long time. But I knew people that were. Okay. At the time that he was...
All right, but, tell us, here's... But that's a long history. So tell me, yes or no, should it be Wicca on your graves? Should you have that pentacle with a circle around it indicating that you are a Wiccan on your gravestone if you've served in the military, in a military graveyard?
Yeah, I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I would say definitely, absolutely.
What's the difference? It's not... It's just a symbol. Why is everybody so... Okay, well, then you and I agree on that one, and I thank you for the history.
Yeah.
349-1320, 866-626-1320, John and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John. John?
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
Hi, I've been listening to... it was interesting what the gentleman just said, I was a member of the military, and, what are you protecting, and what do you believe in? And I really don't feel comfortable, or I wouldn't feel comfortable, serving with someone that believes in magic and the devil and actually worships these things. I don't believe that it should be. It's,
No, the Wiccans don't believe in that. You've got it wrong. The Wiccans, Wiccans believe... That in the environment, and they believe in nature.
In magic.
Well, in magic. You don't believe in magic?
No, I don't.
Do you believe in luck?
I believe in God.
Well, that's nice, but do you believe in luck?
Not really, no.
You don't believe in luck. You were never lucky. You were never lucky when you played the horses. You were never lucky in a poker game. You were never a lucky thing never happened to you in traffic when you just narrowly averted a what could have been a terrible accident. You don't believe in luck, John.
No, I believe in God. I believe that all things are from God. And
So if you were parked next to somebody in the graveyard who had a Wiccan symbol, you wouldn't like that. You would be uncomfortable, even though you really you already made it through the checkout line.
Yes, I would.
Well, if God is your barometer here, they have a symbol for atheists.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So, are you uncomfortable serving with atheists, somebody who doesn't believe in God?
I feel uncomfortable with anyone that doesn't believe in God, because when you join the military, it's God, family, and country. And if you don't believe in God, or you're actually worshiping something else, I'm going to be a little uncomfortable with that. I'm going to second guess you. If my life is in your hands, yes.
So you have to be religious in order to join the military? Is that what you're saying?
No, you don't have to.
Did anybody ever help you who wasn't very religious and didn't believe in God? Might have been an atheist or what's the other one? Suddenly I can't think of the word. Somebody who doesn't know. I'll think of that word. Not an atheist, but agnostic.
Well, I'm sure there are people that believe and there's people that don't believe. And we have to coexist. That doesn't mean that I have to, agree with them or...
No, you don't have to agree with them, but you can fight together and you can rest in a graveyard together, although we hope it's no time soon for you, John, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so you don't want that. You don't want them to have the Wiccan symbol in the graveyard.
No, I don't think it's appropriate.
Well, but, you know, there is a separation between church and state, and that's why there is, so that you can believe or not believe anything you like.
Very true.
And you don't have, if I said to you, show me that God exists, how would you prove it?
How would I prove it?
Yeah, how would you prove it?
Faith.
Oh, your faith. All right, but it wouldn't work in a scientific lab, see? So people could say to you, well, we don't know if God exists or not, and we're going to believe, we're going to hold it as a question mark, or we're going to say we don't, unless we have absolute proof, we're not going to buy that story. Nice, charming story, but we're not going to buy it. And maybe they don't want to fight with you because they think you're a believer of fairy tales.
Well, this country, from the money all the way down, it's in God we trust, and if people want to believe, that's faith.
No, they're going to change the motto on the money. It's not going to be in God we trust anymore. It's going to be what's in it for me. Because that's what... that. John, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Do you believe... John says he doesn't want to be parked in the cemetery in his permanent parking space next to a headstone that says Wiccan on it. Because who knows? They could do some magic, maybe bring you to life again. Who knows? Marcus. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marcus.
Howdy. We've got a real problem here. Wiccans and Satanists are utterly different.
Okay, so listen, because Wiccans believe in nature.
Well, Wiccans are a distinct religion like Hindus, and they have their own gods, of which the goddess of nature is their primary one, but some of them also worship a god with antlers called Cernunnos. Satanists invert other people's religions. That's why they take the Wiccan pentacle and turn it upside down to insult them. They take the cross, turn it upside down to insult Christians. And I don't know how you turn a Star of David upside down.
I don't know how you...
Yes, you're safe.
Okay. All right. Well, they're just insulting.
Yeah. Wiccans hate any... as far as Wiccans are concerned, the comparison of them to Satanists is the same as the old story about Jews killing babies for Passover. They just regard it as a horrendous insult that's been perpetuated for years. I work on interfaith projects with Wiccans, and this is like really a sore point with them. They detest
you. Are you a Wiccan, Marcus?
No, I'm a Platonist.
A Platonist? Do they
I'm a follower of Plato.
Okay, but what are you going to get on your headstone for being a Platonist?
Would be a triangle of the circle, except the Alcoholics Anonymous didn't know the symbol was already being used by somebody else. So there's a little conflict of interest on the trademark there.
All right. Well, we have to have the proper trademark on our headstones or in the afterlife. Our afterlives will be profoundly disturbed.
And that's also a particular difference because the Wiccans believe in reincarnation, whereas the Satanists are looking to go to hell and join forces with the devil.
Thank you so much for this, for all this information. I really appreciate it, Marcus.
Anytime.
Okay. That opens up a line, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sean in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I got to tell you, as an agnostic, I find it kind of ironic that somebody calls up and says they don't believe in magic, but they believe in God, because, you know, turning water into wine, if that ain't a hell of a magic trick, I don't know what is. You know, walking on water, I mean, I don't think David Copperfield's pulled that one off yet either, so...
Good point, Sean. Thank you for making it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I spent 24 years in the military, and every time I signed a reenlistment, the oath I took was to uphold the Constitution of the United States, which includes freedom of religion. I may not have always agreed with what somebody believed or thought, but I fought for their right to have that belief and that thought. So I don't see where anybody has the right to tell me what I can or cannot have on my gravestone.
Okay, so you believe whatever, even if it's a Church of Satan, if you want to put that symbol on your gravestone, not that it makes a lot of difference since you are no longer among us.
Yes.
Okay.
I think everybody should have that right to have that individual choice.
Okay. I could not agree with you more, and I like the case that you're making for it. You're not saying you're serving for God and country, although that might appear somewhere. You're serving to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's what it says in the oath that you swear to when you enlist in the military.
Mike, I thank you very much for the call. Thanks for that information. 349-1320, we have a line open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. And, you know, I decided what I want on my headstone. Please drive correctly. Don't park next to me if you're going to have that. Westbound 50 at northbound 16th Street. Westbound 50 just west of Power Inn Road. 50 westbound 50 and northbound I-5. Antelope North Road just south of Olive Avenue. There we go. I kind of slipped off. It looks like Olivia, but it is Olive. Vista Avenue at Fruit Ridge Road. Batter Road at Calvine. And 65th at Stockton Boulevard. All car crashes due to hit and runs. Okay, so I just want to mention that. We don't want those gravestones to be etched anytime soon, so please slow down. 55 for the low. High is coming up 72. 69 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
All the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sunday morning.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Mike Tyson says that he would fight again, but he only wants to fight women. It's just like our military going into Iraq. Same kind of thinking, don't you think? All right, we're talking about Wiccans. They want their own star on veterans' graves. And the application has been in for almost 10 years, but the Department of Veteran Affairs needs time to think about it. There are about 38 religions that that they do allow the symbol on your grave. So if you're a, you know, even if you're an agnostic, you get a symbol on your grave. I mean, an atheist. I don't know what you get if you're an agnostic. Maybe a question mark. Maybe that's your symbol is a question mark. So what do you think about, should this be allowed? 349-1320, 866-626-2613-20. I think you should have any symbol you want. You serve the country honorably. Any symbol you want should be just fine. Susan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Enid. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Wanted to comment on the Hotel California.
Yeah.
My understanding was that Don Henley did some recovery time, and he did it in Camarillo State Hospital, and that was Hotel California. That was my understanding.
Oh, you might be right. I don't know. Somebody's tried to say that it was the Church of Satan, which I had never heard that story anyway, living in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to make that comment. And I'm going to be buried in a Catholic cemetery, so I can have whatever I want. I think they should have whatever they choose.
I agree, but I don't think in a Catholic cemetery you can have the Church of Satan on your headstone, can you?
No.
But would they know? I mean, they, you know, it's just like a symbol. Who would know? All right. All right. I thank you. I thank you, Susan, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Erica in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Erica.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I did want to comment about the headstones, and I do think that it's our right. We can choose whatever we want to be, so why can't we have whatever we want printed about us?
Well, I'm with you. Somebody called in and said they, you know, when you're serving in the country, you're taking an oath to defend the Constitution, and freedom of religion still exists for maybe 10 minutes longer.
Well, you believe what you want to believe, but I don't think that you should necessarily be told no or have to wait 10 years. That's ridiculous.
I agree with you, Erica. I thank you for calling. 349-1320, Elizabeth in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the call.
Welcome.
We represent 31 Protestant denominations, and I cannot believe that in this day and age, people are getting upset about the fact that we are all different and that we have different points of view, different faiths, and that they would deny in death the right for somebody to express who he or she was. If they gave their life for this country, why can't they have the religious expression that they fought and died for?
Oh, you
are outrageous.
You are so right, and very well said, too, Elizabeth. In one case, an Army National Guard sergeant was killed in Afghanistan September 25 of 2005. They have all this time, they're trying to get his Wiccan symbol, the pentacle, for his gravestone, and it's not happening. And Barry Lynn, who's a wonderful man, he's an ordained minister, he's the spokesman for and an executive director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Right.
He says it's a sad example of the government giving preference to many religions and ignoring this one. And he thinks it's an indefensible constitutional position.
I agree. The idea that somebody would be offended because someone is a Wiccan is, to me, just an expression of a faith that is not very secure. And the idea that in death we would deny people who they are is so un-American, and it's certainly un-Christian.
Well, first of all, if you are mad about that, if you get pissed off about that, then all you're looking to do is nurture your grievances and polish them to a high gloss and generate as much interest on them as possible. That's what I think. You're just looking to be bent out of shape.
Yeah.
So I thank you very much, Elizabeth. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. A lot of things to be outraged about, where our country is going, not about what somebody does or doesn't put on their headstone. Jennifer in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I think it's funny how these men are fighting for our country. They're fighting for our freedom of speech, freedom of religion, which, like you said, really isn't that much free anymore.
Right.
They should be allowed to put what they want to on their tombstone. It doesn't matter if they're from a Church of Satan or a Wiccan or whatever they believe. They're fighting for the freedom to believe what they want to believe, and they have that right. That's why we live here.
Well, that's right. And also these big, strong, home of the brave, home of the free, what is it? Some home of the brave, I forgot the phrase, but these brave guys fighting in the military are suddenly reduced to pulp by being buried, being permanently parked next to a Wiccan symbol. Give me a break.
I mean, even if he does any of his research, he'd realize that Wiccans do not believe in Satan or worship the devil. And it doesn't matter who you're laying next to when you're in the ground and you're buried. It matters what you believe in and what you believe you go to whenever you die.
Jennifer,
You're buried too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your comments. 349-1320, Phil in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Phil.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Should there be a Wiccan symbol on the headstone?
There should be what he wants there or she wants there to be. And if the VA buries him with a headstone, otherwise the family got to go up to the headstone and drill in whatever they feel like. I'm a veteran. I've been in 24 years, and I think I'm with Jennifer, the previous caller.
Well, Phil,
I'm a little disappointed by the question tonight. You usually have really great questions, and being a left channel kind of show, they're often polarized, and that makes lots of energy and differing opinions. But this doesn't seem to be a left-right kind of question, or what am I missing?
Well, Phil, we're delighted that you're listening, so we're happy that you called up to tell to have an answer to the question and tell me what a bad question it was. Oh, yeah, you said that. But anyway, you're entitled because guess what? It's free speech around here, and I might not agree with you, but sometimes we talk about a lot of things that aren't political but are issues that, you know, that are sometimes in a moral gray area or in a gray area. But I think this is an interesting issue. And in this administration, if you aren't on the party line, whether you're dead or you're alive, you don't get it on your headstone. Maybe in a different administration.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just saying your show is usually absolutely superb.
Yes, but tonight it's terrible. But thank you anyway for calling, Phil. We appreciate it. Oh, Phil. I think that's what you call a backhanded compliment. 349-1320, land of the free, home of the brave, I think is the phrase. Brian in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Brian.
Hey, I just want to say I'm glad to hear that you're not bankrupt. I thought that you were part of Air America for a while there.
No, we're only morally bankrupt, but not financially. No, just kidding. No, we're not part. We take Air America programming and we bring it to you, but we are not an Air America owned station. So that's the good news. And we are doing very well for a station that's only been up and running for, doing this kind of programming for a very short period of time. But we will be, our success will depend on the strength of the audience and the size of the audience. So the more people you can tell, the more you ensure our survival.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try and do my homework.
Okay, do your homework assignment.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, but I just wanted to say that maybe they should have sections in the graveyard, maybe like a section for Christians, sections for Satan, or whatever you want to do, you know?
I don't know. Do they? Maybe they already do. I don't know, but it's segregation in the graveyard. If you're all the agnostics in one place.
Well, anything to get us off of this subject.
You know? Oh, I see. Oh, I see. You're complaining about the subject also? You couldn't wait to call in and complain about it too? Thank you, Brian. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Mike and Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
On the headstone thing, when I was 18 in the service, I took a tour in Rome, and one of the things that we toured were the catacombs where the Christians had to be buried because they weren't being allowed by the current regime in Rome to be having their open ceremonies and everything else. I think Christians ought to look back at their own history and realize they were discriminated against also.
Well, you would think that it would translate, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
but there's some people who think that unless you believe in God, they don't want to be buried next to you.
Well, you know, let God sort them out. But I just, you know, that's what the Romans thought about Christians at the time. They had to be buried in secret tunnels with secret ceremonies at the time because at the times that the prominent religion wouldn't allow them to have their own.
Well, I think that's a really good point, Mike, and I'm glad you made it. Thank you for doing it. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. We're talking about the fact that the Veterans Affairs Department, Department of Veterans Affairs, doesn't let you put Wiccan on your grave, the Wiccan symbol on your gravestone. Never mind that you have fought to uphold religious freedom in this country, the Constitution, and so forth. They are going to deny you that in death, which I think is really pretty shabby. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. Watt Avenue at Arden Way in North Sac, hit and runs. Westbound I-80 Longview Road, westbound 50 at North Bend I-5, and Antelope North Road, just south of Olive Avenue. There is two or three car crashes, I believe, due to hit and runs there. Also, lows tonight right around 50. We're 69 at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they've been.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Let's subliminal on my America.
Stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it, because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Well, you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The line is
coming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Six 54 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Let me again thank Mike Webb for bringing in a tin of mints with Dickie's picture, and they're called National Embarrass Mints. They're very funny. They're very clever. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. Oh, Bonnie Garcia? Assemblywoman Bonnie Garcia, who remember Schwartzy said was so hot because she had hot ethnic blood, et cetera, et cetera, caused a political ruckus when she told a classroom of high school students that she wouldn't kick Schwartzy out of her bed. And then she went on to say how built he was, and I mean, stuff that was, I think, pretty inappropriate for a high school. And, you know, she's single, he's married. Not that that has ever stopped him. She was speaking to a high school class. Anyway, she is in a tight race for re-election, and she had been the object of Schwartzy's ethnically charged remark regarding her, quote, very hot Latina temperament. A comment for which the governor later apologized. In a prepared statement, Bonnie Garcia, the only Latina Republican legislator in California, I believe, apologized for the remark she made and called the controversy a politically motivated personal attack by a school employees union that supports her opponent. She also called the attack sexist, saying her comments were only an issue because I'm a woman. Now, do you believe that? She says when they asked her about Arnold, and he made those hot Latina, you know, the bar set so low for him. How low can you go? No one raises their eyebrows anymore, especially when you see those raunchy pictures circulating on the Internet of him. But in any event, he says she's really hot, and then somebody asks her a question, one of these high school students that she's talking to in this class, and she says, well, I wouldn't kick him out of my bed, and then she talks about how well-built he is. I know high school students have heard it all, probably, but isn't this a little inappropriate, and especially if you are running in a tight race, because it's going to get out. Everything always gets out, and it could be an issue if you're in a tight race. What do you think about that? So now she has issued an apology, but it isn't really an apology. She has said that it was her opponents that have done this to her. She didn't, you know, it was like Foley. The devil made him do it. It was everybody. Everything else is alcoholism. And he says he's going to name the priest in question. So 349-1320, 866-620.